You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. We'll be right back. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Back at FMB Field in Harrisburg, as the Bay Sox are trying to end the 2023 season on a high note. as they look to snap a three-game skid tonight here in the second of six this week, the finale of the 2023 regular season against the Harrisburg Senators. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Andre McGarrow here with you as we count you down to first pitch of Bowie and Harrisburg as the Bay Sox do fall last night in the series opener. 5-4, the final. A lot of early damage into that one did in the Bay Sox as Harrisburg got two runs in each of the first two frames, take a 4-2 lead. Bowie was able to battle back with a late two-run home run from John Rhodes to make it a one-run game. But in the end, just falling asleep at the wheel offensively in those middle to late innings for the Bay Sox outside of that one swing from Rhodes. Dustin Sines only allowed one base hit after Bowie got six hits against him in the opening three frames. And after that game turned, the Bay Sox offense went to sleep. And after the early damage from Harrisburg was enough for them to get the job done, despite five really effective one-run innings out of Alex Pham in the Bay Sox bullpen. That sets up a situation where the playoff race gets that much dodgier for the Bay Sox, as Richmond's magic number with their win yesterday over Erie goes down to two. As we turn our attention towards today and take a look at the Southwest Division standings, Bowie is four games out of a playoff spot in the Southwest Division, trailing first place Richmond with just five games to go in the regular season, meaning two Flying Squirrels wins, two Bay Sox losses, or one and the other. One Bowie win, or one Bowie loss, I should say, and one Richmond win would be enough to eliminate the Bay Sox and send the Flying Squirrels to the postseason. The margin's gotten very slim for the Bay Sox. They'll just have to try to control what they can here throughout the rest of this series and hopefully try to end their season with a series win and take some highs out of this final road trip. Now, headed into game 134 for Bowie, the Bay Sox with a record of 65-68. That's another achievable goal for Bowie here in 2023 as they try to end the season above 500. Well, they'll need to be almost perfect from here on out in order to do so, sitting at a record of 65-68 overall. In the second half, Bowie is 34-30. They're 30-34 on the road overall, 13-17 in half number three. Of course, the Bay Sox have lost three straight. Harrisburg was able to kick their tough schneid last night with the win. The Senators snapped a five-game losing streak. They had lost 9 of 10 coming into this one yesterday and lost 20 of 24 before their victory yesterday. It's game number 133 for the Senators. They're 57-75 overall, already eliminated from playoff contention in the second half, 26-38 in half number two. Home has been a bright spot for the Senators, though, as they do set at a record of 18-10 overall in the second half here at FNB Field. I'll take you through the lineups tonight and the starting pitching matchup. We'll start with the Bay Sox, the visitors in this contest. Bowie shaking up the lineup a little bit from a night ago. Judd Fabian is going to lead off for the Bay Sox. Fabian has been on a good extra base kick lately and more so reaching base as well. He's reached base in 15 of 16 games. He'll lead off and play center field. Max Wagner coming off a multi-hit game. He has hits in three straight. The third baseman bats second. Then Dylan Beavers, after back-to-back days off, comes back into the fray. The right fielder was named Orioles Minor League Player of the Month for his sensational August, his first month here at the Double-A level. He's in right field, batting third. John Rhodes, the left fielder, continues to hit cleanup. Rhodes drove in three yesterday, including that late two-run home run. Silas Ardoin will catch behind him and hit fifth. Billy Cook drops down to the sixth spot, playing second base tonight. T.T. Bowens, straight off his home run, first game off the injured list. The first baseman will bat seventh once again. Gilbert Lara, the shortstop, hits eighth. And Connor Pavloni, the DH, bats ninth for Bowie. Dylan Beavers, the only left-hander in the Bay Sox lineup, as Bowie sends eight righty to the dish against left-hander Andrew Alvarez. First time the Bay Sox will see Alvarez this season. Thus far, the left-hander has not collected a win yet in Double-A, as he's 0-2 with a 3.68 ERA. Has been rather effective, though, at the level for Harrisburg. 22 innings under his belt. He's maintained pretty good consistency. Coming off a strong start last week against Altoona, where he fired seven innings, only allowed three runs on just two hits, but did take a no decision in what was a tough week for the Senators. Harrisburg's lineup looks like this. Robert Hassel, the third, the right fielder, batting from the left side, leads off for the Senators. Three hits yesterday for Hassel in the series opener. Andrew Pinckney, the left fielder, in just his second Double-A game, well, hit second. James Wood, the left-handed hitting center fielder, bats third. Brady House, the DH, bats fourth. Yohandy Morales will make his Double-A debut. 2023 second-round pick plays third base and bats fifth. Trey Lipscomb, the first baseman, hits sixth. Israel Pineda, the catcher, bats seventh. Left-handed hitting shortstop Jackson Clough, eighth. JT Arruda, who scored a couple of runs last night, drove in one as well from the nine spot. The switch hitter plays second base and rounds things out for the Senators. Seth Johnson making his Double-A debut for the Bay Sox. The number 15 Orioles prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, has continued to make his way back from Tommy John surgery in his first full season in the Orioles organization, was dealt over to Baltimore at the deadline last year as part of the three-team trade that sent Trey Mancini to the Houston Astros. The Orioles got him from the Tampa organization. Right-hander flashes a good 90s fastball and has been pitching very well on his rehab back from Tommy John surgery. Three scoreless, hitless frames for Aberdeen last week before getting the bump up to Double-A here as he was transferred straight over from Triple-A Norfolk and will make his official Double-A debut here this evening. Set to follow Johnson as he can't expect him to go too deep into this game as he continues to stretch things out for his arm. He hasn't thrown over 40 pitches yet this season. There's a flurry of arms available for the Bay Sox. One of them is Trace Bright. The newest addition to the Orioles' top 30 prospect list has been promising in his first handful of starts here with Bowie. We caught up with Bright last week after his successful start at Prince George's Stadium as home debut, and we'll play that conversation when we come back. Listening to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting you set for Bay Sox baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back in here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show as we get you set for first pitch of Bay Sox baseball, joined by Bay Sox right-handed starter Trace Bright, kind enough to join us here on the show. Trace, home debut yesterday for solid innings. How are you feeling?
Good. You know, obviously good to be at home after a two-week road trip, good crowd, and, you know, just nice to be at the comfort of home, first time here in Bowie, so good start.
What'd you make of it at Prince George's Stadium, getting to take that mound for the first time last night?
It was a good feeling. You know, obviously, two starts before on the road, but it's nothing like throwing at home. Having the home crowd behind you and obviously having good run support like we did last night, it was a fun game to be a part of.
So now three starts at the Double-A level for you. You've gotten to work a little bit on the road. You've gotten to see a good amount here of Double-A hitters. What have your overall takeaways been from your performance here settling in at the Double-A level?
You know, I mean, it's obviously a step up. The talent level is a step up. And, you know, 1-9, the other teams, their guys are good. So you have tough at-bats top to bottom. But also, you know, you got to trust the guys that you have behind you. We have a great team behind me. So let them work and know that they've got my back and pitch to that. So. Obviously, you know, you got to step up to the level of competition, but I think it's been a good adjustment so far.
A lot of familiar guys behind you, but also one in front of you, I guess, from a little perspective, Silas Ardoin. You got to work with him a lot coming up together through the system. You're back with him now in Double-A Bowie. What is it like getting to play with Silas, have him as your battery man?
It's great. You know, I happen to be his roommate in Aberdeen, so got to spend a lot of time together. But, you know, he knows me very well as a pitcher. He knows what I like to do, so we're always on the same page. I think that's the biggest thing, to have that relationship with your catcher, which, you know, I threw to Pav a few weeks ago, and Pav's the same way. He's a great guy to throw to. We work well together. So I think, you know, both catchers that we have here are great guys for, you know, the staff to throw to because they have good minds and think well during the game.
As we're joined here by Bay Sox right-handed starter Trace Bright on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Trace, for you, the strikeout stuff has always been big here throughout your professional career, and even before that, Bay Sox fans got a look at a lot of the big strikeout arms in this system, Chase McDermott, Cade Povich, beginning of the year.
Now they're getting to see you. What helps you pitch to the art of the strikeout? What do you, in your repertoire, lean on to get those strikeouts?
You know, I think it starts with my fastball and trusting it and allowing it to get me ahead. Obviously, some hitters, you know, you kind of got to pitch backwards and work with your off-speed first. But for the most part, I think establishing strike one with the fastball allows me to get to my off-speed pitches. You know, curveball is one of my go-to pitches. But, you know, I think those two pitches combined and learning how to play those off of each other has helped me get the strikeouts that I've gotten this year.
And similarly, going off of that, as we wind down here towards the end of 2023, where have you seen yourself developing, growing the most as a pitcher?
I think, you know, just making the minor adjustments from start to start has been a big thing for me. Obviously, bringing my changeup along as a good fourth pitch. You know, I think that's something that you really need at this level, is to have 3-4 pitches that you can use in an outing to keep guys off balance, because sometimes you can go through an order the first time through and be fine, but the second time you need a different pitch that they really hadn't seen to get those guys out. So I think that was one of the big developments for me this year before I made my way up here.
Wrapping up here with Trace Bright on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. A couple of fun questions now to wrap things up. So your name is actually Bob Ike, if I'm correct, right? Trace is just a nickname. Where does Trace come from?
So I'm the third. I'm Bob Ike Bright the third.
Okay.
And so Trace is the nickname, kind of taking it from third. But my mom's Tracy, so we kind of got it mixed in from there. So it was, it's different. It throws people for a curve a little bit, but, you know, obviously... I go by either. I call it either. So, you know, that's kind of the little background on that.
Do you have anybody that just refers to you as Bob, or is it mostly just Trace?
A lot of teammates will refer to me as Bob, especially in college. Bob stuck for the most part. I don't think I really heard Trace for 3 years, especially around the clubhouse. A lot of guys here call me Bob too, but, you know, I think it's all good fun sometimes. You know, it's just easier to go by Bob, because that's how most people see it legally.
When did Trace come about? Was that something just from the start that kind of took off?
Yeah, so my parents, you know, they planned on calling me Trace the whole time, so I've been, you know, Trace on everything else. But obviously legally, Bob's a name, so sometimes I have to explain it to people. But, you know, it's unique, and I think it's kind of good fun, especially when guys are calling you by both names around the clubhouse.
So as we wrap up with you here, any fun plans for the offseason, or anything that maybe Bay Sox fans don't know about you yet that you'd like for them to know?
You know, obviously going to go back home, probably go try and catch some Auburn football games this year. You know, love some college football down in the South, so it's good to get that started back up, and just take some nice time off is the main thing. Relax. You know, enjoy the warm weather while we still have it, but you know, obviously the off season's a good time to kind of decompress and relax.
All right, one more question. Is there any trash talk between you and Kyle Moore, an Alabama guy, yet with the college football season, or do you lay him low?
Not yet. Yeah, I can't do it. Can't be doing that this early with the new manager. But we maybe once the Iron Bowl gets kicked up this year, that maybe something will start. But no, I can't be doing that to our manager. He's too nice.
Got to start out on the right foot, right? You only make one first impression. Well, Trace, you've made a heck of a first impression here on Bay Sox Faithful, and we appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was right-handed starter Trace Bright. When we come back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, we'll get you set for first pitch of Bay Sox baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
back here at FNB Field in Harrisburg as we wrap up on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. The Bay Sox looking to play the second of six this week against the Harrisburg Senators. Bowie is down four games right now in the Southwest Division here with five to play. Playoff hopes dwindling. The Bay Sox need to get back on track and need a little help if they want to see their season extend beyond this week. Bowie looking to snap a three-game skid on what is a gorgeous night for baseball here at FNB Field. Partly cloudy skies, plenty of blue overhead. No real chance of precipitation with temperatures sitting in the low 80s. There's a slight breeze blowing out towards left center field. We'll see how that plays as the flags gust out to the deepest part of the ballpark, the nook, slightly off to the left of center field at the 4:05 mark. Wait for the Senators to take the field. We'll take you through lineups one more time. Judd Fabian going to lead off for Bowie. Max Wagner, the third baseman, hits second. Dylan Beavers, right fielder, third. John Rhodes in the cleanup spot plays left field. Silas Ardoin catches and hits fifth. Billy Cook hits sixth, second baseman. T.T. Bowens at first base hits seventh. Gilbert Lara, shortstop, bats eighth. And Connor Pavloni, the DH, rounds out at ninth. It'll be Andrew Alvarez taking the mound for the Senators as he leads them out onto the field. First pitch just around the corner. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from FNB Field. It's game two of this six-game series between the Harrisburg Senators and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping on by the ballpark. Alongside Andre McGarro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from City Island in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And as Andrew Alvarez warms on the mound for the Senators, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Judd Fabian, followed by Max Wagner at third base, batting second. Dylan Beavers is in right field, batting third. John Rhodes in left field cleans up. Silas Ardoin catches and bats fifth. Billy Cook at second base, bats sixth. T.T. Bowens is at first base, batting seventh. Gilbert Lara, the shortstop, bats eighth. Connor Pavloni is the designated hitter, batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Terman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 65-68 on the season, a three-game losing streak. They're going to need to win each of the last five games here in the regular season in order to secure a winning record in 2023. Bay Sox are 5-5 over their last 10, 30-34 on the road, and 34-30 in the second half, currently four games out of first place. It's a very tight rope to walk if they want to make the Eastern League playoffs. Right now, things are not looking good, with Richmond already on top of Erie, 2-0 in the top of the second inning. Again, the Bowie lineup features Fabian, Wagner, Beavers, Rhodes, Ardoin, Cook, Bowens, Lara, Pavloni, all to face off against Andrew Alvarez in the mound. Right-hander Judd Fabian into the box, and the first pitch already on its way. It's a high fastball that misses. 1-0 to start as we're underway at 6:31 p.m. on a 76-degree, mostly sunny day here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 1-0 pitch. Too far inside, and it's already 2-0 here on Fabian. Center fielder hitting 173 in the season with a 710 OPS in 60 games, 5 doubles and a triple. Next pitch, and he clobbers it high and deep to left field. Pinckney's going back. This one is gone. Judd Fabian says goodbye. A leadoff home run for his 15th of the season. The Bay Sox strike first once again. It's 1-0. We talked about it in our pregame discussions, Andre, that Andrew Alvarez has been interesting case study in home runs between high A and a big jump into double A. He only allowed, three with high A Wilmington in over 100 innings. That's already the fourth that he has allowed here with the Senators. First pitch to Max Wagner is smoked into right center field for a base hit. Two pitches, and Wagner's trying for second base. The throw bounces away slightly. It's backed up in time by the pitcher, and Wagner has his sixth double of the season. We've seen four pitches, and the Bay Sox have already smoked a pair of extra base hits. I'm tripping over my own words just trying to keep pace. Now Dylan Beavers will bat. He's the only left-hander in the Bowie lineup today. As the Bay Sox have a 1-0 lead and a runner in scoring position with still no one out in a must-win game. Lefty on lefty with Alvarez looking back second base. The first pitch, Beavers goes after it and bounces it into right field, a base hit. Wagner gets the wheel around. It's picked in right by Hassel. The throw home is late. RBI single for Dylan Beavers. We've seen five pitches and the Bay Sox lead 2-0. They are attacking constantly on these early fastballs from Andrew Alvarez. My goodness, the Bay Sox have already grabbed a two-run edge as Beavers, as his ninth RBI of the season, hits in seven of his last eight games now for Bowie. Runner at first, still no one out here for John Rhodes to bat. Well, the Bay Sox offense is looking very similar to Harrisburg's offense last night. As the first pitch into Rhodes is called for strike in the outside half, it's nothing and one to start. Senators picked up the 5-4 win over Bowie last night, collecting 11 hits, including 8 against Peter Van Loon in just 3 innings. It was a career high for hits allowed against Van Loon. Next pitch in Rhodes hits it high and deep to the right field corner. Hassel's running it down to the warning track and foul ground, reaches out and can't get there. He was navigating with position up against the railing and definitely slowed down a little bit with the approaching rail, and with his slow, he dropped the ball, figuratively, not technically literally, it didn't actually hit him at all, but he just didn't make the catch. You see what I'm saying, Andre. It's nothing and two already on Rhodes, who's hitting 228. Next pitch, and it bounces in. Kept in front by the catcher today is Rael Pineda. It's 1-2. Rhodes hitting 753 with a 105 OPS in Andre, there's too much happening. Let me reset. Rhodes is hitting 228 with a 753 OPS in 105 games. 22 doubles, 3 triples. Had his 17th homer of the season last night. 67 runs batted in. Here's a pickoff throw over to first. Beavers sidesteps his way back in safely without a tag. Behind the dish today, Israel Pineda has allowed 8 stolen bases and 13 tries. Dylan Beavers has swiped 3 bags in 6 attempts here with Bowie. Next pitch, and Rhodes watches high ball, fastball to run it to 2-2. Leadoff home run for Judd Fabian. That's the third leadoff home run, fourth. Billy Cook has done it twice. Heston Kerstad did it once here at City Island. 2-2 pitch, and it misses high to Rhodes, run the count full. So the fourth leadoff home run for a Bay Sox batter this season. Kerstad once, Cook twice, and now Fabian here today. Double by Max Wagner, RBI single by Dylan Beavers in a span of just 2 pitches. And now a full count here on John Rhodes as he hits 154 on a full count. Strikeout to walk ratio very similar, both around 30% of the time in this instance. Wind out to center field as the payoff pitch is fouled off. Just the nick goes back to the screen. Topping out at around 9 miles an hour this evening as Bowie is off to a fast start. I talked about it in our social media pregame as well, Andre. If the Bay Sox could get a 3-run inning, something that they've had a tough time doing in last 2 weeks' worth of games, it's felt. 3-2, highliner out toward right field as Hassel is going to sprint over to his left and quickly make the catch in front of the line. So Rhodes flies out on a long plate appearance. Let's tell you about the defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Andrew Pinckney, James Wood, and Robert Hassel. Yohandy Morales is at third, Jackson Clough at short, JT Arruda at second, Trey Lipscomb at first, Israel Pineda catches behind the plate for Andrew Alvarez in the mound. Silas Ardoan up to bat, 268 average, 720 OPS in 26 games, first pitch, and he fouls it off of home plate. Count opens up at nothing and one. Alvarez, a 6'3", 218-pound, 24-year-old lefty from Anaheim, California, 12th-round selection in 2021 by Washington out of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, making his fifth appearance in AA. Next pitch, misses too high. Fastball runs the count to 1-1 on Ardoan. He's got 4 doubles, no triples, 2 homers, 8 runs batted in. 0-2 record for Alvarez, 3.68 ERA, 1-1, fouled back. High fastball goes to the screen, it's 1-2. 22 innings of work, he's only struck out 16 batters and walked 10. As mentioned, the homer he gave up to Judd Fabian was his fourth. Opponents enter today only hitting him in a 177 clip, so 3 straight base hits to open for Bowie is a good start. As the 1-2 pitch is too far down and away, count goes to 2-2. So far, only 1 called strike for Alvarez against 16 pitches thrown. Granted, he didn't actually throw a strike that wasn't a base hit until his 4th batter. 2-2, and a flare out toward right center field. This one falling and down, a base hit. Beavers had to hold up. He couldn't get too far ahead of first base just in case that ball would be caught. So he goes to second and stops there. But Silas breaks out of a small 2-game hitless skid with a 1-out single here in the first. Already the 4th hit for Bowie. And now Billy Cook will bat. Bowie had 8 total hits in yesterday's game. Granted, 3 of them did come in the first inning yesterday as well, so Bowie would like to make sure that they continue this trend over the course of the game and not run into the same problem as yesterday. First pitch to Cook, and he fouls it back to the screen. A little fastball starts the count out at nothing and one. 256 average for Cook, 791 OPS in 117 games. 16 doubles, 2 triples, 24 homers, 81 runs batted in. As Alvarez sets, looks back second once, now twice the pitch. And Cook grounds it foul, third base side. Count goes to nothing and two. Cook had a very strong week against New Hampshire. Eastern League Player of the Week after an 8-for-23 performance. 5 of his 8 hits left the yard. Drove in 11 runs. He also drew 5 walks. That kind of fell under the radar, too. He was constantly on base, constantly showing power. That foul ball bounced back into the field of play after sneaking under the fence for a brief moment, so Jackson Clough at shortstop had to go get it. Alvarez comes set as we reset for an 0-2 pitch. Here it is. And it misses down, kept in front enough by Pineda, and the count goes to 1-2. Again, 4th appearance for Alvarez. Made his AA debut in Richmond back in mid-August. Pitched well, but it was a part of the current run-in that Harrisburg has had of tough offense. 5 innings, only 2 runs, but the Sens were shut out that day. Next pitch to Cook, misses up and in. 2-2. As a matter of fact, Harrisburg is 0-4 in starts from Alvarez. They've given him a combined 8 runs of support over those 4 starts. 1st and 2nd, 1 away, the 2-2. Cook watches high fastball, easy take. And it runs the count full, 2nd full count of the inning for Alvarez, as he's already up to 22 pitches. Bay Sox able to knock him quickly, though, against the 1st 3 batters, so he could still potentially pull a double play and end the inning fast. Cook has bounced into 3 twin killings this year. Payoff pitch, and he fouls it back to the screen. Cook hitting 173 in a full count, does strike out about 15% more than he walks when he gets to 3-2. And he had 3 groundouts yesterday, even though he's such a high rate of fly balls when he puts it into play. Another payoff, and Cook swings and misses. Both runners take off, throw to 2nd, and Beavers is safe. Swipe tag in from Yohandy Morales as he was late to break into 3rd base. Bay Sox narrowly miss out on the strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play as Cook goes down swinging, but both runners into scoring position now as Ardoan has his 2nd stolen base and Beavers has his 4th. Umpiring crew today sees Evan Johnson over at third base, Joseph Belangia at first, Kevin Manzik calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Move on now to T.T. Bowens. First pitch misses down, and it's 1-0 to start. But a 2-0 Bay Sox lead as the Senators are getting Alex Troop warm in their bullpen. With this tough start for Andrew Alvarez, next offering, and Bowens fouls it off of home plate. 1-1. 230 average for Bowens. 755 OPS in 43 games. 8 doubles, no triples, 7 homers, 15 runs batted in. Left-hander Troop does have starting experience, so he could really carry some bulk innings today. As Alvarez comes set. 1-1 pitch. And it's outside. Bowens lets it go by pretty easily. 2-1. But a 2-0 Bowie lead. Bay Sox grabbed an early 1-0 lead last night, but were unable to hold that. Tied the game at 2 on T.T. Bowens' home run in the second. Next pitch, and he swings and misses. Fastball outside, and the count goes even at 2-2 here. Alvarez looks to finish it, 2-2. Fastball inside, another full count. Already the third this inning for Alvarez, as he's up to 30 pitches. If he loses Bowens, he's probably done. Bowens hitting 111 on a full count, but he walks nearly two-thirds of the time. It's one of the highest walk rates on the team. Next pitch is just nicked foul. Low fastball, and the count stays. Beavers at third, Ardoin at second on a double steal. Bay Sox have been very fast here in the second half of the season. Still second most stolen bases in the Eastern League here in the back half, if I'm not mistaken, Andre. Alvarez brings ball into glove, third base side of the rubber. Another 3-2, and Bowens swings and misses for strike three. Bowie uses four hits in the top of the first inning, including a leadoff home run by Judd Fabian to grab a pair of runs. They do strand two in scoring position, but as we go to the bottom of the first, it's Bowie 2, Harrisburg set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, a strong opening stanza for the Bowie Bay Sox as they played a couple of runs on four hits in the first inning. Tax Harrisburg starter Andrew Alvarez for 31 pitches. And as we go to the bottom of the first here at FNB Field in Harrisburg, Seth Johnson warms on the mound for Bowie, his AA debut. He gets ready to face off against the following Harrisburg lineup. Robert Hassel III leads off in right field, followed by Andrew Pinckney in left field batting second. James Wood is in center field batting third. Brady House is the designated hitter cleaning up. Yoandre Morales is the third baseman batting fifth. Trey Lipscomb at first base bats sixth. Israel Pineda catches and bats seventh. Jackson Clough, the shortstop, bats eighth. JT Arruda is at second base batting ninth. The Senators are the AA affiliate of the Washington Nationals. They're managed by Delino DeShields, assisted by Joel Hanrahan, Tim Doherty, and Oscar Salazar. Don Neidig is the athletic trainer. Harrisburg is 57-75 in the season, a one-game winning streak, and 26-38 in the second half. Again, their lineup features Hassel, Pinckney, Wood, House, Morales, Lipscomb, Pineda, Clough, Arruda, all to face off against Seth Johnson on the mound. Robert Hassel leads off, one of four left-handed bats for Harrisburg today. It's him, then James Wood, Jackson Clough, and the switch hitter JT Arruda. Hassel hitting 222 on the year with a 633 OPS in 102 games. First pitch in from Seth Johnson is lifted in the air, left field fairly deep. Rhodes backing up on it, looking at the warning track, looks up, and it's gone. First pitch solo home run for Robert Hassel, his eighth of the season. A very rude welcoming for Seth Johnson in AA. He's got an ERA of infinity right now, Andre. Now, these things happen. The Bay Sox still up 2-1, but it's looking like it's going to be another one of those days. After Bowie had grabbed an early run in yesterday's first inning, Peter Van Loon gave up two runs in the bottom of the first inning. Now here's Andrew Pinckney. Johnson waits, Third base umpire was pointing out to right field for something. I'm not sure exactly what the case was, but very brief time and we can reset. Pinckney went 1-for-4 yesterday in his Double-A debut. First pitch. And it's called for strike in the upper outside corner. Count opens up at nothing and one. Well, we also talked about the need for Bowie to secure multi-run innings. I talked in the first inning needing a three-run frame to be very helpful as the next pitch is grounded to short. Curling and gloving, Gilbert Lara. Easy toss to first, goes wild. Bounces off of T.T. Bowens' glove, and Pinckney is in safe. They're going to rule that an error on Gilbert Lara. That's his seventh error in just 22 games at shortstop, and the first inning is not off to a good start for Bowie. Offensively, sure, but on the other end, not as much. Tying run on base now with no one out for James Wood. But the multi-run inning is helpful for the Bay Sox. Three-run frame would have been nice, but the multi-run inning helps out here in that it's a one-run lead, not a tie game, as it was last night after Bowie only put on one run in the first. Here's James Wood, 235 average, 801 OPS. First pitch is called for strike in the upper outside corner. Count opens up at nothing and one. 83 games for Wood with 17 doubles, 3 triples, 17 homers, 50 runs batted in. Runner at first, still no one out as Johnson keeps an eye on him. Here's the next, and Wood watches another fastball. This time still called for strike in the outside half. Count already to nothing and two. Brady House on deck, Yoani Morales after that. Wood has hit into just 3 double plays in 83 double-A games. Next pitch too far outside as the count goes to 1-1. Pinckney down at high A earlier this year, only attempted 4 steals. He grabbed 3 bases. Silas Ardoin behind home plate has allowed 23 steals rather in 29 attempts. As Johnson holds set. 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Johnson's first double-A strikeout comes against Washington's top overall prospect. And with one gone, let's tell you about the Bowie defense. Left to right of the outfield, you've got John Rhodes, Judd Fabian, Dylan Beavers. Max Wagner is at third. Gilbert Lara at short. Billy Cook at second. T.T. Bowens at first. And Silas Ardoin catches behind the plate for Seth Johnson on the mound. Here's Brady House. 310 average, 800 OPS in 33 games. Pickoff throw to first before we get started. No tag. We'll wait on the first pitch to House. 8 doubles and 2 triples for Brady House. 2 homers. 7 runs batted in as Bowie leads 2-1 here in the bottom of the first inning. Tell you, Johnson is just staring hard at Pinckney with some of these turns. First pitch, and House watches outside fastball for called strike. It's nothing and one. In some ways, I suppose it helps. Kyle Moore had talked a little bit earlier this season about the importance for pitchers to really pay attention to runners and adjust their timing in a lot of points to keep the batter and runner on their toes as the 0-1 pitch misses down. 1-1 here to House. So for Johnson to, at the very least, continually be looking at House, that gives him an avenue to vary his timing. He can stare at him for a little bit longer or a little bit shorter to keep both batter and runner guessing. 1-1 pitch. Up and in fastball for called strike. Count goes to 1-2 now. But I tell you, it's been a messy start so far. How many hits did we see just in the first two innings yesterday? Because there were a lot. Bowie had 4 in the first two innings. Harrisburg had 6. So 10 total hits in the first two innings. We're already up to 5 hits before the first inning is done today. Next pitch. Down and away. 2-2 to Brady House. But then again, after Bowie had collected a pair of hits in the third inning, they only had 2 more hits for the remainder of the game. Judd Fabian had a single. John Rhodes had a 2-run home run. 2-2 pitch. Just fouled. High breaking ball goes back to the screen as the count stays here on Brady House. Yoani Morales on deck for Harrisburg. Again, a 2-1 Bay Sox lead. Johnson looks back first, holds ball in hand behind the waist, and comes set. Another 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Low fastball, Johnson with back-to-back punch-outs. Inning should have been over at that point without the error, so anything from here on will be unearned if it happens. And Yoani Morales will bat now for his Double-A debut. Another 2023 draft pick by Washington. They've brought 3 of their most recent selections up here to Double A this season. First pitch in, and Morales watches called strike on an inside curveball. It's nothing and one to start. With High A Wilmington, he hit .314 with an .843 OPS in 18 games. Former Hurricane from the University of Miami was the fourth-round selection. Check that, the second-round selection. Who was the fourth-round selection? Pinckney. Here's a pickoff throw over to first. Little too late, and we'll wait on the 0-1 pitch. They've got three 2023 draft picks in here. I'm going to get them mixed up sometimes. Dylan Cruz picked in the first round, second overall. Pinckney fourth round, Morales second round. 0-1 pitch. Bouncer up the middle, base hit. Into center field as Pinckney is going to try for third base. He's not going to see a throw come his way. Morales singles in his first Double-A plate appearance and puts them at the corners with two outs here in the bottom of the first. A one-run game with Trey Lipscomb coming up to bat, trying to potentially tie it for Harrisburg after Bowie had grabbed an early two-run edge. Lipscomb hitting .293 on the season. As Silas Erdogan steps out from behind home plate to direct a little bit of traffic defensively. .772 OPS for Lipscomb in 76 games. First pitch in. And Lipscomb checks his swing on a breaking ball outside. He went. First base umpire Joe Belangia makes the call. Nothing in one. 14 doubles and 2 triples for Lipscomb. 10 homers, 42 runs batted in. Bay Sox in their alternate black jerseys today. Gray pants, black cap. Jersey has the orange cursive Bay Sox on the front. 0-1 pitch. Line drive to right field. Base hit. This game is tied. On to second base Morales. An RBI single by Lipscomb scores Pinckney. An unearned run on Johnson. But he is already off to a tough start here in Double-A, allowing 3 base hits, including a leadoff home run on the very first pitch he throws. RBI knock for Lipscomb is his 43rd ribby of the season, and his second consecutive game with a first-inning hit. Now, go-ahead run is in scoring position as Israel Pineda had to hustle out. I'm not sure he was fully anticipating getting a chance to bat in this inning, especially after the 2 quick strikeouts, but back-to-back singles. And now Pineda gets the chance. First pitch, and he watches high fastball for called strike. It's nothing and one to start. So Bowie grabs an early 2-run lead in the top of the first. It's instantly evaporated. Each side homering to start the first inning. Judd Fabian on a 2-0 pitch. Robert Hassel on the first pitch. Here's the 0-1. High breaking ball misses. 1-1. Pineda has 3 doubles, no triples, a homer. 8 runs batted in. Max Wagner followed Judd Fabian's home run with a double on the very next pitch, and Beavers took the very next pitch after that into right field for an RBI single. Next pitch, high bouncer off of home plate toward third. Tough play on the barehanded grab by Wagner. Throws to first, and it's in time. Max Wagner takes away an infield single from Israel Pineda. Nifty play. But not so nifty an inning, as Seth Johnson allows a pair of runs, and the 2-run Bowie lead is already gone. 2-2 game as we move to the second. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Yes, seemingly identical first innings for both sides. The Bay Sox very much hoped that it would not go that way, especially after grabbing two runs in the top of the first inning. But it is what it is. As we move to the second, it's a 2-2 ball game. Each side using a leadoff home run in the first and a handful of base hits afterwards to drive in another run. One of Harrisburg's runs unearned, but as the first pitch to Gilbert Lara comes in, it misses high. We're still stuck in a 2-2 game regardless. It only took 20 pitches for Seth Johnson in the first inning, as opposed to Andrew Alvarez, who just threw his 32nd pitch. 1-0 to Lara is popped up on the right side. Foul ground. Lipscomb jogging for it onto the warning track. And looks like he's able to make the catch. Have a very obstructed view here on the right side foul ground in Harrisburg. But Lara is put out on a pop fly, and there's one away here to start the second inning. Connor Pavlone up to bat now, number 9 batter. 150 average, 398 OPS in 18 games. Two doubles, no triples, no homers, two runs batted in. Alvarez winds and deals the first, and Pavlone grounds it to third. Morales gloves, double clutches, and with time to spare, throws to first. Did pull Lipscomb off of the bag, but he was ahead of Pavlone and lays on a tag. 5-3 put out, and already two gone in a span of three pitches after Bowie taxed Alvarez for 31 pitches in the first inning. If it hadn't been for the back-to-back strikeouts of Billy Cook and T.T. Bowens, Bowie could have very easily knocked Alvarez out of the game in the first inning. Top of the lineup now for Judd Fabian. First pitch misses up and inside. 1-0 to start. Fabian with a leadoff home run in the first inning. Took a 2-0 pitch over the left field wall. Here's the 1-0, and it misses down and away. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. But Fabian already 15 home runs this season. To do so in just 61 AA games is impressive. Next pitch. This is high. Count goes to 3-0. And as we get toward the end of the regular season, what some people can start thinking about is assignments potentially for next year, as the 3-0 is called for strike on the outside edge, 3-1. Some batters will make a routine jump right up to AAA for the start of the next season after working in minor league camp. 3-1 pitch is swung on and missed high. It runs the count full. I have to imagine Fabian could get a major league camp invite after his performance this season. But the batting average leads you to think that he might be with Bowie again for some time next year. Next offering, lifted in the air out toward left as Pinckney has a beat on it in front of the warning track, shortens his steps and makes the catch. Three up, three down inning for Andrew Alvarez as the Bay Sox can't put two more on against him like they did in the first. We go to the bottom of the second, a 2-2 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Oh, once again, welcome into FNB Field here in Harrisburg. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you on City Island. A lovely evening. As the first pitch here to Jackson Clough is fouled back to the screen, nothing in one. It's a 2-2 ball game with 8-9-1 set to bat for the Senators here in the second. Clough, then JT Arruda, and Robert Hassel again. Clough hitting 211 with a 741 OPS in 83 games. Next pitch in from Seth Johnson bounces.
One ball and one strike. 13 doubles, 3 triples for Clough, 7 homers, 27 runs batted in. I haven't gotten much time to tell you about Johnson, as he was all over the place a bit, it seemed, in that first inning. Next pitch is called for strike. It's 1-1, 1-2. He was attacking the zone, yes, struck out a couple of batters, but so many of the plate appearances were very short. We focused on introducing each new batter as they would just kind of go around as if they were in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Outside fastball, that's already 3 strikeouts for Johnson, and this is just what I'm talking about. He does have a quick pace, and he cruises through. Barely gets his time to set the scene. Switch hitter JT Arruda bats now. 222 average, 680 OPS in 111 games. 14 doubles, 3 triples, 6 homers, 38 runs batted in. As Johnson fires the first, it's a high breaking ball that misses, 1-0 to start. Seth Johnson, a 6'1", 205-pound right-hander, traded to Baltimore from Tampa Bay in 2022. Next pitch, and it's down and in, 2 balls and no strikes. Might leave you scratching your head sometimes. Well, why would Tampa Bay be willing to trade anyone to Baltimore? It was the 3-team trade between Baltimore, Houston, and Tampa Bay that sent Trey Mancini to the Astros. Next pitch, up and away, 3 balls and no strikes. That was the marquee move. Johnson had already undergone Tommy John surgery while with the Rays organization. Tampa Bay didn't see too much of a downside in losing his progression, as he was already going to miss time. 3-0 pitch is called for strike high. It's 3-1. And here in his Orioles career, he's making just his 5th overall start and his Double-A debut. 3-1 pitch, and it's high for ball 4. And now he walks his first Double-A batter. So Arruda reaches. He's had a high walk rate this year, and it goes back to the top of the lineup for Robert Hassel III. Johnson was originally drafted 40th overall by Tampa Bay in 2019 out of Campbell. That's down near Fayetteville, North Carolina, the Camels. He was a competitive balance round A selection for Tampa Bay. First pitch to Robert Hassel. He thought about it. Low breaking ball misses. And the count starts out at 1-0. Hassel homered on the very first pitch of the first inning. Made it a 2-1 ball game after Bowie had scored 2 in the first. Senators drove in an unearned run later in the frame to tie the game as we sit here at 2. Next pitch, fouled back to the screen, high fastball. It's 1 ball and 1 strike now. But again, just 4 appearances for Johnson this season. 1 with the complex, 1 with single A Delmarva, and then 2 with high A Aberdeen. Last one went very well. 3 hitless innings, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. 1-1 pitch, and flinch on an up-and-away fastball. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Right now, he's already allowed 2 runs. The only outing in which he allowed runs prior to this was his first start with High A Aberdeen. He gave up 4 runs on 4 hits in an inning and a third. Arruda takes off as the next pitch is outside for a called strike. Throw to second. Got him! Gilbert Lauro with a quick swipe tag down. Silas Ardoin took a sidestep to really rip the ball over towards second base. And Arruda caught stealing for only the 8th time this season out of 38 total tries. Count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes, and a big 2-pitch swing could get Johnson out of this inning. The next. Bouncing ball over towards second. Cook ranges to his right, makes the catch, and fires a sidearm toss to first. That's exactly what Johnson needed over that 2-pitch spam. Faces the minimum in the second, and as we go to the third, it's a 2-2 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Ellis. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests.
Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Luminous Health provides high-quality expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org.
Well, fans, don't forget about Wolf Wednesdays every Wednesday night at Prince George's Stadium, one of many weekly promotions we hope to see return in 2024. Can't imagine that it disappears. Get your tickets at BaySox.com, and be sure to check out BaySox.com for all information that you'll need for the 2024 season. First pitch to Max Wagner is slapped hard to the right field wall. Bounces off of the warning track, and he's going to try for second base. One hop grab by Robert Hassel, but he can't get it into the infield in time. Max Wagner has seen two pitches and turned it into two doubles. Pretty good.
Outside.
He's not giving me much time to talk about him. He's up to seven doubles on the season, and he opens up the inning for Bowie in scoring position here in a 2-2 ball game. Erie has taken a 3-2 lead over the Richmond Flying Squirrels in the bottom of the third, still threatening with two on after Richmond had an early 2-0 edge. Now Dylan Beavers to bat. He had an RBI single in the first pitch, and he watches it miss low. Alvarez is behind to start, one ball and no strikes. This has been an interesting set of starts for both pitchers. As Alvarez comes set, he's already north of 40 pitches. The next is hammered up the right field line. Hassel's running back. This one is gone. Dylan Beavers says goodbye. His second double-A home run, a go-ahead two-run blast here in the third. Bowie's back on top by two. It's a 4-2 game. Andre, what's happening today?
It has been a wild one, I'll say that much.
The Bay Sox have already collected six hits over the span of just two-plus innings. Beavers already has three RBI for a grand total of 11 here at AA. And two home runs against Andrew Alvarez after he had only allowed three home runs over 100 innings in AA. First pitch to John Rhodes is lasered out to left center field. But a great run down by James Wood. Plenty of open space in these alleys allow the center fielder to make the catch. Wood also has those extremely long legs, makes it very easy for him to cover that ground. But the Bay Sox have been hammering the ball. There's been a total of four pitches in this third inning. Wagner doubled on the first pitch he saw. Beavers on a 1-0 pitch, his homer. And now John Rhodes just flew out. First pitch to Silas Ardoin is called for strike high. It's nothing in one here to start. Here's the next. Misses a bit down. One ball and one strike. Silas single to right field his last time up. Next pitch. And it's called for strike on the inside half of the plate. One ball and two strikes now. Took the back end of a double steal to swipe second base and got left there. As Bowie is retaking the lead 4-2 here in the third. Next pitch. And Silas bounces it hard over to the shortstop. Quick run in for Jackson Clough. Fast transfer, and he gets it to first base to beat Silas Ardoin by about three steps. 6-3 put out, and there's two away here in the third. And now Billy Cook will step in. I tell you, I've always been a big fan of Harrisburg's music department, the way that they play walk-up music for the opposing batters. First pitch to Cook, and he swings and misses on a low fastball. It's nothing in one. I'm not sure what that song was for Cook, but it's singing something about Billy. Sometimes they'll play music based on the player's number as the next pitch misses low. One ball and one strike. When Zach Watson was on the Bay Sox last season, he wore the number 9. When Watson was on the team this year, he wore 18. But last year, as the next pitch to Cook is called for strike on the outside edge, 1-2, they would play
Revolution number 9 by the Beatles. Do you know that one at all, Andre? It just starts with, I'm pretty sure it's John Lennon, just saying the words number 9 over and over again for about 45 seconds.
I've heard it before.
Not a big Beatles guy.
A little before my time.
1-2 pitch. Too high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. I heard they're bigger than Jesus. Did you know that?
That was clever.
Yeah. The 2-2. And Cook swings and misses for strike 3. 3 quick outs for Alvarez after a double and a 2-run home run for Dylan Beavers. It's been a fast start for both arms. But we're on to the bottom of the third with Bowie up 4-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Hey everyone, Matt Sabatis here with a special message from Fans for the Cure. 1 in every 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. But early detection results in the least invasive treatments and the best outcomes. Men, have a conversation with your doctor about the testing for PSA. It's a simple blood test. For more information about getting screened for prostate cancer, go to fansforthecure.org. That's fansforthecure.org.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Now back to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNEV.
On the bottom of the third here at FNB Field, they're waiting for the between inning promotion to wrap up. Something that I'm very familiar with, naming the dog breeds here on their Wolf Wednesday at FNB Field. They don't call it Wolf Wednesday, but we got to call it what the Bay Sox call it. First pitch to Andrew Pinckney is popped foul behind home plate. It's nothing and one to start. That was the 35th pitch for Seth Johnson so far. Faced the minimum over the second inning on just 14 pitches with a walk and a caught stealing. Pinckney reached on an error and scored in the first inning. Next offering, and a high breaking ball misses. 1-1. Yeah, they were naming dog breeds, and I've talked about this a couple of times in the past, Andre. Back during the pandemic when minor league baseball did not have a season, I worked at a dog daycare to make money. Next pitch is swung on and missed down. 1-2. So I learned a lot more about dog breeds than I previously knew and could a lot of times point out a dog breed here and there.
You almost had a perfect score.
Yeah,
the last one got you.
Yeah, I got a Shar Pei mixed up with a Cane Corso, and I'm trying to remember what a Cane Corso looks like right now. I think I might have been way off, actually. Next pitch, fell back to the screen. Count stays at 1-2. Actually, no, I don't think I was too far off.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, they've got very short ears. After Pinckney, it'll be James Wood and Brady House to bat as the next. It's down and away, 2-2. Well, after 3 innings from Seth Johnson last week on 40 pitches, I'd have to imagine the Bay Sox don't want to stretch him too far past this one in what's going to be his last start of 2023. The 2-2. Swing and just a piece off of the chest of the catcher. Rolls away on the first base side, and the count stays even at 2 here on Pinckney. Especially as he's starting his second trip to the batting order, and it looks like we're already getting a first taste of what really burned Peter Van Loon yesterday. Foul balls. The next. And another foul ball. High skim goes back to the screen as Pinckney will not go down. This will be the 8th pitch of the plate appearance incoming. Because it is already a season tie in pitch count for Seth Johnson. Another 2-2. And another foul.
You don't want to see all of these two-strike foul balls, but I think the comforting thing with Johnson is he's into a third inning of work, and that fastball hasn't lost any velocity yet. It's still sitting 95, 96 up in the zone.
Which is very nice, but at the same time, you don't want to see him get burned a little too much if he misses a bat here and there in the wrong spot. Next pitch is a bouncing ball to second. Two hops for Billy Cook to grab. He had to back up on it, but he makes the grab and throws to first. 4-3 put out, and that's how the bottom of the third gets started. James Wood and Brady House still due up. If any reach, Yohani Morales would follow. As Johnson is already up to 43 pitches now. Wood struck out swinging on a 1-2 back in the first. Johnson has three strikeouts against one walk. He's given up three hits, two runs, one earned so far today. First pitch. Wood watches fastball miss down. 1-0 to start. No action in the Bowie bullpen either. They're fine to let Johnson continue working, especially with Bowie up 4-2. As the 1-0 pitch. Is a breaking ball that misses up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Long ball has been there for the Bay Sox, and that's helpful as well. Already two home runs tonight. They had a pair of home runs last night. 2-0. Flinch on a high fastball. Wood held up. It's three balls and no strikes. Wind has started to die down a little bit here at F&B Field as well. Johnson quickly sets at the waist and fires the next. Down and inside, a four-pitch walk to James Wood. Well, and it's in an instant like this that Bowie will sometimes go counter to what plenty of other teams do. And it actually looks like Bowie is going to follow the norm here and get an arm moving in the bullpen after a four-pitch walk. Plenty of times teams will start to get an arm loose or bring in the pitching coach if there's even one small sign of trouble like that. His first pitch to Brady House is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and one. So good to see that the Bay Sox are playing it safe right now and don't want to try and stretch him too far, especially with tying run at the plate. 0-1 pitch to House, and he lines it to left field. Rhodes with a quick jump down, slides, and makes the catch. Impressive play by John Rhodes out in left field to take away a base hit from Brady House. And now Yohani Morales will bat with two away. Morales singled on the second pitch he saw here at Double A. Silas Ardoin is coming out. And now here comes Forrest Hermann. Is Johnson okay?
I think the good news is no sign of the athletic training staff yet for Bowie. At least Kramer stayed in the dugout. Maybe just buying some more time for Houston Roth to get warming in the Bowie bullpen as well.
Yeah, right now he's a pitch shy of 50. Again, still a season size, so we'll see how things play out. Well, the Erie lead was short-lived. Richmond has tied the game at 3 in the top of the fourth inning. Bay Sox still pulling for Seawolves wins as much as possible. Portland leading Hartford at the moment, 7-3 in Portland, middle of the fourth inning. Altoona on top of Akron on the road, 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Somerset doing the same to New Hampshire, 1-0 in the top of the third. Meanwhile, Reading and Binghamton are scoreless in Binghamton, top of the third inning. We can reset now as Bowie leads 4-2 here in the bottom of the third inning. Mound visit over, and Yohani Morales in the box. First pitch to the right-hander, and he watches fastball for a called strike on the inside edge at 94. Nothing and one to start. Infield shaded slightly on the pull side, but more or less straight up. The next. Pieced foul back to the screen as Morales was looking for something similar that had gotten him his single in the first inning. But a 4-2 Bowie lead. Bay Sox have already used six hits on the day, two long balls. Solo home run by Judd Fabian to start the game, and a two-run blast by Dylan Beavers in the third. 0-2 pitch. Popped up. Right side, foul ground. Bowens and Beavers going toward it, but Bowens is going to watch it go out of play. Count stays at nothing and two here on Morales. Johnson looks back first base before even getting on the rubber. Just staring at James Wood. Now he climbs the hill, looks back first again, sets at the chest. Here's a pickoff throw. Wood was leaning towards second base, but Bowens wasn't even interested in trying for a tag. Yeah, Johnson's pickoff doesn't seem to have too much zip over to first base right now. The move might be fast, but the throw isn't too much. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a foul. High breaking ball. Carries back to the screen once again. The count stays. Fortu Bowie leads. Johnson not even really looking back first, just keeping it in the corner of his eye. Another 0-2. Bounces in. Wood stays put. Ardoin has to push it up the line just a little bit. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. Already here in the bottom of the third inning, with the sun starting to get down in the sky here at FNB Field, setting much, much earlier now than it was back when Bowie was here last time in May? Yeah, it was May. It's been a while. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Low breaking ball. Johnson picks up his fourth strikeout, strands a walk at third, and maintains the two-run lead. Most likely his last inning of the night. We go to the fourth. Andre is the play-by-play when we return. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNEV.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
T.T. Bowen set the lead off the top half of the fourth here at FNB Field in Harrisburg. The Bay Sox lead the Harrisburg Senators 4-2. Andre Magero here with you as the bottom third of Bowie's lineup will face Andrew Alvarez, left-handed starter a second time. Right-handed hitting Bowens is 0-1 today. The first pitch is grounded hard over to third. Saves low for Yoandry Morales, who gets up, throws the first in time. Routine 5-3 put-out retires Bowens for a second time tonight. One pitch, one away for Andrew Alvarez, as now Gilbert Lara will come to bat. Fifth pitches for Morales now through 3 1/3. He'll face Lara here, right-handed hitting shortstop, who's 0-1 today. Popped out in foul ground to the first baseman his first time up. Out of the windup, the first pitch. Misses low and outside to Lara. It's 1-0. This is the part of the Bowie lineup that Alvarez had much more success against the first time through, as the next, Lara. Twists the hips at another pitch low, but watches as the count goes to 2-0. But the Bay Sox have burned him with their top three hitters. Next pitch, and Lara watches outside once again. 3-0 here, the 8-hole man in the Bowie lineup. 3 RBIs by Dylan Beavers, including a go-ahead 2-run home run in the third, as Lara this time sees a strike. Zip across the inside edge, a fastball, makes it 3-1. So you wonder here, with action going in the Harrisburg bullpen, Alex Troop has started to warm for the second time today. If they get back to the top of the order, they could be done for Alvarez. Lara takes a 3-1 down for 4. It's the first walk for the southpaw. Has a one-out base runner here for Bowie and Connor Pavloni. Again, Bay Sox lead 4-2, a game Bowie seemingly has to have here to stay alive in this Southwest Division second half playoff race. Connor Pavloni, the right-handed hitting DH in the 9-hole for Bowie today. 0-for-1 on the evening. Watches the first pitch too far outside, a bit low as well. It's 1-0 on the breaking ball. Pavloni grounded out to third his first time up. As we'll see, a mound visit now with 5 of the last 6 pitches out of the zone for Andrew Alvarez. Pitching coach Joel Hanrahan out there to meet with the left-hander and even give Alex Troop a little more time to warm for Harrisburg. Well, we can take a look around the rest of the Eastern League, see how things are transpiring. The one score that Bowie's watching today, of course, is that of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Currently knotted up with the Erie Seawolves, 3-3 in the top of the fifth. Again, a Richmond win shrinks their magic number to clinch the Southwest Division second half title to 1. Altoona leads Akron 1-0 right now, top of the fourth. Still no hits for the Rubber Ducks at home. Portland, 8-3 lead over Hartford, bottom of the fourth. Bottom of the third right now, Binghamton leads Reading 1-0 at home. It's the same score that Somerset leads New Hampshire on the road in the top half of the third. Mound visits concluded. Here's the first pitch to Pavloni. The 1-0, rather, is a fastball that zips upstairs 2-0. Just given the success that Bowie has generated once this lineup card flips over to Judd Fabian, it's going to be the last hitter that Alvarez faces. 2-0 pitch, and Pavloni posterizes one deep left center field towards the alleyway. It's ran down by Andrew Pinckney. Hot shot off the bat of Pavloni. Pinckney was able to race into the alleyway out to his left. Camp underneath and make the catch. Hard shot for Connor. He'll go back into the dugout. 2-down runner on first. Here's Judd Fabian. Wait and see if Delino DeShields comes out of the Harrisburg dugout. It looks like Fabian is set to face Alvarez a third time. First pitch on the right-handed hitting center fielder. Sees fastball too far down. It's 1-0. Fabian, a solo home run, is the first batter of the game in the top of the first inning. Got Bowie off to an early 1-0 lead. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Next pitch. Fabian flinches. Inside fastball. It's 2-0. Lefty looks back, runner at first. Ball clenched in glove off his right shoulder and fires in the next. It's a fastball across the outside edge. A called strike. 2-1 now to Judd Fabian. Fabian's 15th home run of the season here with Bowie. Just 60 double-A games. Next pitch. And it hit him. Too far inside with the off-speed as it catches Judd Fabian. He'll head down to first base on the hit-by pitch. Lara to second. Puts 2 on for Max Wagner. Our view of the Harrisburg dugout on the first base side is a little obstructed by a broadcast vantage point, but as things look right now, Piers Wagner will face Alvarez a third time as well. 2-for-2 today with 2 doubles. Wagner scored twice. First pitch is called a strike. Center cut fastball opens him up at 0-1. Hustle double for Wagner to the right center gap in the first inning. Hit one that one hopped off the base of the wall in right center back in the third. Next pitch. Wagner sees off-speed down, blocked by Israel Pineda to keep it in front. As he drops to a knee, the count goes 1-1 here to Wagner. Number 14, Orioles prospect Wagner. Has turned a corner here this week, already a couple of multi-hit games here on Wednesday. Inside move towards second base, nobody holding on Lara. He'll be back standing. Wagner continues to heat up here after his first games at the double-A level. First 20 to be exact. And the next pitch is popped up. Out of play, right side. 1-2 here to Wagner. Yeah, for Max, that's multi-hit game number 5 now with Bowie. He's playing his 25th double-A contest tonight. 2-on, 2-out. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Changeup faded away from the bat path of Wagner. As Alvarez collects strikeout number 4, Bowie strands 2 here in the top half of the fourth. They still lead 4-2 onto the bottom half. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, You need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Bay Sox step into their bullpen here in the bottom half of the fourth from FNB Field. Houston Roth set to take over. Right-hander relieves Seth Johnson after three frames in his double-A debut. He's set to face 6-7-8 in the Harrisburg lineup. Trey Lipscomb, right-handed hitting first baseman, will lead off. As Roth kicks left leg back, now high into the air. He fires home. First pitch is an off-speed delivery. Misses too far outside. It's 1-0 to Lipscomb. Behind Lipscomb is Israel Pineda and Jackson Clough, another right-hander, followed by a left-hander. Bowie leads 4-2. Right-handed arm of Roth fires in the 1-0. Fastball. Outside again, two balls and no strikes. Roth is a 6'3", 220-pound right-hander, 29th round pick of the Orioles in 2019, and of Ole Miss. Stares in for the sign. Off to the first base side of the mound, the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Off speed down, got the swing of Lipscomb and gets Roth back in the count at 2-1. On the season, Roth is 7-3, a 5.08 ERA. His 25th appearance, his 21st in relief. 78 innings so far for the right-hander. Next pitch is a line drive to the shortstop. Lara, diving snag deep in the hole. Good range out to his right. Didn't quite leave his feet, but still extended the glove hand out to his right, falling down to his knees. Was able to reel it in to retire Lipscomb. Well played by the former Senator, making his return to FNB Field here for the second time this week. He retires Lipscomb for the first out of the fourth. Now here's Israel Pineda. 0-for-1 day with a ground ball out the third. Swings at the first pitch. He swings through an off-speed delivery. Low and away, Roth gets ahead 0-1. Roth on the season has allowed 44 earned runs. Walked 43, struck out 82. Opponents are hitting him at a 241 clip. Righty fires in the 0-1. Low and away again. This time, no chase from Pineda on a slider. One ball and one strike. Final line for Seth Johnson, number 15 Orioles prospect, in his double-A debut. Allowed two runs, one of which was earned on three hits through three frames. Two walks, four strikeouts. Next pitch is hit on the ground over towards shortstop. This one stays low for Lara as Pineda shatters his bat out in front of home plate. He's able to vacuum in and make a routine throw to first. 6-3 retires Pineda for the second out of the inning. That one off the end of the bat, cracked at the handle before Pineda threw it down, and the bat broke into multiple shards out in front of home plate in the batter's box. So two up, two down for Roth as he snaps a twig. Bases are empty now for Jackson Clough. Johnson fired 55 pitches, 37 of which were strikes in his three frames. Again, making just his fifth appearance here in the Orioles organization as he continues his way back from Tommy John surgery sustained last season. Jackson Clough, left-handed hitting shortstop. He'll take just off the plate a fastball. He's ahead 1-0. Third base playing even with a bag for Bowie. Wagner's off the line. As Clough is 0-for-1 today, a swinging strikeout back in the second. Roth looking for a 1-2-3 frame out of the pen. The next pitch, swing and a miss. Changeup drifted outside. Clough swung through it. The count's 1-1. Roth continues in long relief role for the Bay Sox after working in tandem at the beginning of the season. So he's suited to go multiple innings for Bowie. The 1-1, swing and a miss. That time the curveball ducked underneath the bat path of Clough. 1-2. Roth picked up a win last week against New Hampshire on Thursday. Fired 3 1/3, 58 pitches, scoreless ball, 2 strikeouts and a walk. 1-2. Change up, down in the dirt. A check swing from Clough. He's able to hold up as Silas Ardoin drops down to a knee to block behind home. 2 balls and 2 strikes as Clough's able to check his swing. Roth did not allow a hit to the Fisher Cats last week. One of his best outings of the season. He's hovered around that 40 to 50 pitch mark in most of his relief outings since becoming a permanent member of the Bay Sox bullpen. 1-2 pitch. Fastball is just off the outside edge. Maybe a little high as well as it zips in at 91 miles per hour. The count goes full here to Jackson Clough. Bowie leads by 2. 2 outs, bases empty. Roth looking for a 1-2-3 frame out of the pen. Here's the payoff. And it's outside for ball 4. So Roth gets ahead of Clough, who's able to chisel out the free pass. First issued by Roth, third overall for Bay Sox pitching. Brings up the 9-hole man, JT Arruda. Arruda has one of the other 2 walks for Harrisburg in this game. That came back in the second inning. He's been a pesky on-base threat this series so far out of the 9-hole. Switch hitter bats lefty and cranks the first pitch out towards center field. Judd Fabian barely has to move a muscle. Comes in a couple of paces late. Center fielder makes the catch to retire Ruda on one pitch. So a 2-out walk, but no more hurt for Houston Roth, and a scoreless inning of work out of the bullpen. On to the 5th inning. Bowie leads 5-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
On to the 5th inning here at FNB Field in Harrisburg. The Bay Sox still lead the Harrisburg Senators by a 4-2 scoreline. 3-4-5 scheduled to hit here for Bowie. And Dylan Beavers set to lead things off here for the Bay Sox. He's followed by John Rhodes and Silas Ardoin. Bowie the lone lefty tonight. Beavers, I should say, the lone lefty in the Bowie lineup tonight as Harrisburg's made a pitching change here. First pitch is a call to strike. 0-1. Beavers on a 2-for-2 day. He has 3 runs batted in. Go ahead, 2-run home run his last time up. Next pitch, top of the zone, called a strike again as Alex Troop, the southpaw, takes over on the mound here for Harrisburg. Troop, the lefty, has some starting experience for Harrisburg this season. In fact, he started a game here at FNB Field against Bowie back in May. Southpaw fires in the 0-2 pitch, and Beavers, a swing and a miss for strike 3. Off-speed down, got Dylan, as Troop starts off his evening with a 3-pitch strikeout. 5th overall for Harrisburg pitching as Troop climbs the hill once again here for the Senators. Left-hander is 6'5", 201 pounds, native of Illinois, 27 years of age, was a 9th-round selection of the Nationals in 2017. Here's John Rhodes, first pitch is a called strike. Troop spins in the breaking ball. Starts Rhodes behind, 0-1. 2 fly ball outs for Rhodes in each of his first 2 plate appearances. 1 to right field, 1 to center field. A 1-pitch. Rhodes sees a fastball zip right across the letters for called strike. 0-2, just like that. Troop on the season's 3-9, a 4.38 ERA. This is his 24th appearance overall. It's 6th in relief. He's fired 98 and 2/3 innings, allowed 14 home runs, 48 earned runs overall, 43 walks, 92 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting him at a 241 clip. Swing and a miss from Rhodes. 6 pitches, 2 strikeouts. Alex Troop hasn't missed the strike zone yet. So Rhodes retired, and now Silas Ardoin will bat. As Troop looks to give Harrisburg some length after just 3 innings from their starter, Andrew Alvarez, 4, excuse me. As the first pitch to Silas Ardoin, misses outside a ball. Ruins any chance at an immaculate inning as the count goes to 1-0 here. Ardoin singled and stole a base back in the first. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Next pitch, and he hammers it out towards left field. Pinckney going back, feels for the wall, at the track, looks up, it's gone. Solo home run for Silas Ardoin as he crushes it over the high wall in left field. His third double, a long ball, and the Bay Sox take a 3-run lead here in the top of the fifth. It's 5-2 Bowie. Clobbered it over that high wall just beyond the 355 sign. Very similar spot to where Judd Fabian's solo home run went in the first inning. So now here's Billy Cook. First pitch to Cook's called a strike. It's nothing in one. Right-handed inning second baseman's 0-for-2 today. The next, taken off the plate. And the count's 1-1. The Bay Sox have struck for 3 home runs today now. Off of 2 Senators' arms that have conceded plenty of long balls. Next pitch from Cook has swung on and missed 1-2. That was the one black eye for Troop here when you look at his season. Under 99 innings, he's allowed 15 home runs. That's most of anybody on staff right now. 1-2 pitch. Cook reaches for it, taps it up in the air. Playable just beyond the infield. The shortstop, Clough, comes down. He's about 10 paces into shallow center field. But he makes the catch over his shoulder. Retires the side. Bay Sox get a run on a solo shot from Silas Ardoin. They lead 5-2 through 4.5. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Back here at FNB Field in Harrisburg, another pitching change for the Bowie Bay Sox. It's just one inning of relief for Houston Roth as Trace Bright now take over on the mound for Bowie. He's set to face the top of the Harrisburg lineup as Robert Hassel, the third, leads off. First pitch and a fastball too far high in the zone, and it's 1-0 to open to Hassel. As Bright takes over, number 30 Orioles prospect expected to follow in the back end of tandem of Seth Johnson today. As the next pitch, it's a wild wave and a miss. Changeup showed a lot of late life down in the zone. Hassel swings through it, and the count's 1-1. 1-for-2 day for Hassel, the left-handed hitting outfielder, the leadoff man for Harrisburg. Hit a solo home run. made it a 2-1 game back in the first inning as Harrisburg had rallied to tie the game at 2 in the first. Bowie took the lead on a 2-run home run from Dylan Beavers in the third. Silas Ardoin, a solo shot in the last half inning, has made it 5-2. Next pitch from Bright to fastball. Misses down. 2-1 the count. Tell you a little bit about Bright here after the 2-1 on the way to Robert Hassel the third. The pitch. Fastball high in the zone again. This is in the righty batter's box. Easy take for Hassel as it counts 3-1. Bright, a 6-foot, 499-pound right-hander. Drafted in the fifth round by Baltimore in 2022 out of Auburn. Misses low for ball four here to Hassel. A walk starts the evening for Trace Bright out of the Bowie bullpen. It's the fourth walk overall for Bay Sox pitching. Hassel's reached for the second time today. Already the fifth time in this series. It's been a serious thorn in the side of the Bay Sox this year. His speed plays over at first base with Andrew Pinckney now in the right-handed box. First pitch. And it's called a strike. Fastball finds the zone up. Nothing in one here to Pinckney. He's 0 for 2 today. Did reach on an error and score the tying run back in that 2-run first for Harrisburg. But the Senators have been held in check since then. Bright. Stares in. Flings home the 0-1. Zips into the lower portion of the zone for a called strike. Another fastball. It's 0-2 to Pinckney. Well, Bright on the season. Fourth appearance. First in relief for Bowie. He's thrown 13 innings so far. Allowed just 3 earned runs. 5 runs overall. Walked 7. Struck out 16. Opponents are hitting him at 2.17 clip. His ERA comes out to 2.08. It's been very good since getting the call up. Just a few weeks ago, the 0-2 pitch. Misses down, can't get a chase on a low fastball that time, just below the knees of Pinckney. 1-2. Strikeout stuff has played well for Bright. He has the third most punch-outs in the Orioles system. Find a couple of former Bay Sox arms from this season. Cade Povich and Chase McDermott. They're both up in AAA Norfolk now. 1-2 is hammered down the right field line, but hooks foul. Off the top of the party tent, off the right side, it rolls over back into the field of play, where it'll be thrown back into the crowd. Count stays at 1-2 here to Pinckney. You talk about bulk innings, though. We thought we might see that from Houston Roth. He went just a scoreless inning with a walk, no other damage across on his tab. As the 1-2, swing and a miss, he got him. There's the curveball from Trace Bright. Lots of late life down in the zone. He picks up his first strikeout. One down, runner on first here in the bottom of the fifth. James Wood will be the hitter. Roth fired just 14 pitches for his scoreless frame. Here's James Wood. Wood's 0 for 1 today. Struck out and walked. First pitch. He hits a line drive right to the second baseman. Cook throws back to first, and it's in time. Double play. Head on a swivel for Billy Cook as Wood scalds the ball straight at him. Lifts the glove hand up and a quick reaction to throw to first and double off Robert Hassel. Means Bright faces the minimum in a scoreless fifth inning. On to the sixth, Bowie still leads 5-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you. Because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S health.org to schedule today.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Sixth inning from FNB Field in Harrisburg. The Bay Sox lead 5-2 over the Harrisburg Senators. T.T. Bowens, Gilbert Lara, Connor Pavloni, the bottom third of the Bowie lineup, set to face Alex Troop on for a second inning of relief. Left-hander fires the first pitch to T.T. Bowens, and it's a called strike. Just above the knees, a fastball. Nothing in one to start here to Bowens. Behind Bowens is Gilbert Lara and Connor Pavloni. All three right-handers to face the left-handed Troop. 0-1. And Bowens sees low, a changeup that time. Dive just below the knees, and it evens the count at 1-1. Second inning of relief for Troop. He only threw 12 pitches in the fifth. Recorded three outs, but in there with two outs was a solo home run from Silas Ardoin. Bowie's third of the night gave them their 5-2 cushion. Next pitch is low and outside, 2-1 here to Bowens. As Troop works again, no stranger to the Bay Sox. Next pitch misses down, a fastball, 3-1 here to Bowens. Troop working in relief for just the third time this season, but has started a handful of games against Bowie in the earlier phases of the 2023 campaign. 3-1 to Bowens, and he takes a called strike. Fastball right at the knees again. Well located by the southpaw. Means the count rides full. Bowens is 0-for-2 today. A ground out and a strikeout. Payoff pitch, and Bowens clobbers it. Deep to center field. Wood backtracking, but he's got room into the deepest part of center field towards the 405 mark, right where the flags sit, slightly off to the left side of center field. Center fielder is able to make the catch, feeling for the wall. It was a long shot from Bowens just to the wrong part of the park as Wood makes a catch on the warning track. A loud first out for the Bay Sox as now Gilbert Lara bats. Lara's 0-for-1 today. He did walk back in the fourth inning. Takes a first pitch called strike. Fastball right across the belt, and it's nothing in one. Lara popped out and foul ground to the first baseman in his other plate appearance. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Good slider that time from Alex Troop. Gets Lara to cut through it low in the zone, and it's nothing and two quickly. Left-hander sets, working quickly out of the windup. The next is a swing and a miss. Third strikeout for Alex Troop already. They've all been on three pitches. Got Dylan Beavers and John Rhodes swinging to kick off the fifth inning before allowing the home run to Ardoin. Now he gets Lara for the second out of the sixth. Base is empty, two down. Here's Connor Pavloni. First pitch. Pavloni fouls it off a fastball. Low in the zone, nothing and one. Pavloni, right-handed hitting DH, is 0-for-2 today, trying to extend a four-game on-base streak. He's grounded out and flown out to left field. Did hit the ball well to left field, just straight at Andrew Pinckney his last time up. Takes the next pitch outside a fastball, 1-1 the count. And Troop. And his only outing here at FNB Field against the Bay Sox is Pavloni, well ahead of an off-speed pitch. He skies it foul onto the lower level of the concourse left side. It's 1-2. He's on the unfortunate end of some history after a very tough start here at FNB Field against the Bay Sox. Went just three innings, allowed five runs, including three home runs. Next pitch from Pavloni. It's a floater into no man's land. Shallow left field, coming on hard with a slide is Andrew Pinckney, and he's able to make the catch. Dropped down to the seat of his pants and flipped the glove underhand, but was able to field out to his left as he ate up ground in left field for the final out of the frame. 1-2-3 inning this time for Alex Troop. He's through two frames out of the bullpen, but Bowie still leads 5-2, headed to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steam Fitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Home half of the sixth here at FNB Field in Harrisburg. The Bay Sox lead 5-2. Trace Bright out for a second inning of relief. Brady House, Yohandy Morales, and Trey Lipscomb scheduled to hit for Harrisburg, the middle third of its lineup. The first pitch to House is a line drive served down to shallow right field, and it drops in between the second baseman Cook, right fielder Beavers, as House picks up a flare base hit off the end of the bat and a sinking liner. Hits in eight consecutive games now for House, as Harrisburg has just his fourth hit of the game. It's first since the first inning. Bowie had kept them relatively in check since then, but it's a leadoff base runner for the Senators here in the sixth on just one pitch for Trace Bright. Here's Yohandy Morales. 1-for-2 day in his Double-A debut, singled in his first Double-A plate appearance in the first. And the first pitch he sees here is a fastball, low and outside at 93. It's 1-0. Second inning of relief for Bright, number 30 Orioles prospect, spun a scoreless fifth where he faced the minimum thanks to a quick double play ball over at second from Billy Cook. The next pitch, low and outside, a changeup 2-0. Bright walked the leadoff man Robert Hassel the third, but then after striking out Andrew Pinckney, James Wood hit a scorcher straight at the second baseman Cook, who was able to field and quickly fire on back to first to double off Hassel. Two balls and no strikes here. The pitch is grounded inside the line, no foul. First baseman T.T. Bowens was holding on the runner and just reached out to his left slightly up the line to field, but that ball had kicked into foul ground before he had gotten the leather on it. So 2-1 here to Morales. As Bright the right-hander, right leg up against the mound, slightly bent, left leg at a slight acute angle off to the left-hand side. The next pitch is grounded high in the air over to second. Cook has to play it on a tough hop from shallow. Right charges up a throw, and it's just in time to nab Morales. He was speedy out of the right-handed batter's box, and Cook, because of the nature of the high chopper just out in front of home plate, had to sit back on another high hop off this infield surface, but was able to get enough on the throw, even with his weight taking him into shallow right field. So 4-3 nabs Morales. Because of how high that ball went into the air, they had no shot at getting House, who scampers into second base. He's in scoring position now for Trey Lipscomb. Already an RBI single tonight. He's hit the ball hard both times. 1-for-2. The pitch is grounded over towards shortstop. House takes off with the contact. He'll advance to third. Gilbert Lara, slightly high throw from the shortstop deep in the hole, but Bowens is able to field up to his left. 6-3 put out as TT keeps his foot on the bag, retires Lipscomb. Two down, a runner at third. Here's Israel Pineda. Two outs, a runner on third. Bowie leading by three. Pineda's 0-for-2 today. Couple of ground ball outs as Bright looks for a second scoreless frame out of the Bowie bullpen. Righty on righty matchup. The first pitch is a hard hit ground ball past Gilbert Lara into left field for a base hit. House will score on an RBI single from Israel Pineda, just scorched on the ground in between third and shortstop. Picks up the RBI knock, and Harrisburg's back within two runs. It's a 5-3 game here in the bottom of the sixth. RBI number 9 for Pineda here in Double-A game number 26. He's at first base. Batter's now Jackson Clough. Left-handed hitting shortstops, 0-for-1 today with a walk. First pitch is a swing and a miss. Bright went early with that changeup, low and away, and Clough was late picking up the spin. It's nothing in one. Right-hander sets. Now the 0-1 pitch. Clough flinches. Another changeup, this time bounced in. Ardoin, a good block down to his left, keeps the runner at bay over at first. It's 1-1 to Clough. We're talking about it in the last half inning with Alex Troop just working quickly in that 1-2-3 frame. Didn't get to talk about the last time he had faced the Bay Sox at FNB Field in Harrisburg and why that was such a big day for the Bowie offense and how they could have similar results here tonight. As the 1-1, he's taken low a fastball, 2-1. Mentioned that Troop only went three innings, allowed five runs, including three home runs in that outing. Just a big day for the Bowie Bats in general. It was the only game they won here at FNB Field back in May. But they had 11 extra base hits in that game, 15 hits overall. Next pitch, Clough flinches down low. They'll peel down. He held up on a fastball down. It's 3-1. 11 extra base hits were the most by an Eastern League team since Bowie did the same thing to Reading back in late August of 2019. They also had four triples in that game. It was a huge day for the offense. 3-1 pitch is called a strike over the inside edge. Clough knew it as he adjusts his batting gloves in the lefty box. The count rides full. 5-3 game now. Bowie looking for a little more success this time around here in FNB Field to keep their slender playoff hopes alive. Runner on first takes off as a 3-2 pitch is grounded off the leg of T.T. Bowen to catapult up in the air. Lands in front of the second baseman Cook, who does not have a play. A scorched shot. It will go down as an error on T.T. Bowen's. Second error of the night for the Bay Sox. Pineda up to second base. Two on with two outs for J.T. Arruda. Was a very hard hit ground ball by Clough. Bowens was just a little late getting his glove down after flipping it to the backhand side. Was slightly outstretched with the right leg. It kicked right off his leg up in the air. And Billy Cook charging in from second. Had to wait for the baseball to fall down. And by that time, both runners were at their respective bases. Here's Arruda. The first pitch kicks off the glove of Ardoin. Rolls to the backstop. Both runners advance on the ricochet up to third, Pineda. Up to second, Clough. Wild pitch puts two in scoring position now, including the tying run out at second base, and it's 1-0 to Arruda. And Ardoin back out with a mound visit here for Bright. That looked to be a cross-up as Bright had fired in an off-speed delivery that was up in the zone, and Ardoin just didn't get enough leather on it to keep it in front. So the two will talk it over, make sure they're on the same page. Of course, battery mates this year for a large portion of the season at High A Aberdeen. They were roommates, in fact, in their time with the Ironbirds. Certainly not used to the lack of chemistry there. Margin for error glows slim as Ardoin retreats to his crouch behind home plate. It's 1-0 to Arruda. 0-1 today with a walk. He flew out to center field his last time up in the third. Switch hitter bats lefty. Two in scoring position here with two outs for Harrisburg. The 1-0 pitch, a fastball right across the inside edge for called strike 1-1. The errors have hurt Bowie already today. Harrisburg was able to tie the game at two back in the first inning off a throwing error from Gilbert Lara. The error from T.T. Bowens extends the inning. The Senators in a position to tie it again. The next pitch kicks off Ardoin, gets towards the backstop. The shovel to Holmes, not in time. Another wild pitch brings home Israel Pineda. Up to third base goes Jackson Clough. An error and two wild pitches plague the Bay Sox here in the sixth inning. Harrisburg's made it a one-run game. It's 5-4. The count's 2-1 to J.T. Arruda. Tying run is 90 feet away here for the Senators in the bottom half of the sixth. And Bright is going to have to bear down now. The 2-1 is hit in the air towards center field. Fabian circling around. The center fielder has it measured up. Lifts glove high overhead and makes the catch in straightaway center field. Harrisburg does get two runs. A Bowie error plays a part. We've played six innings. It's a one-run game. Bay Sox lead at 5-4. Matt Sabatis will take you the rest of the way when we come back. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1344. 561 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, back to FNB Field here in Harrisburg as we move on to the seventh inning between the Bay Sox and the Senators. Another tight one after a rough bottom of the sixth for Trace Bright. Not the cleanest frame. Error and two wild pitches, eventually allowing a pair of runs to score. As Judd Fabian leads off, first pitch is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and one to start, with the Senators sending a new arm to the mound. Patrick Ruzzolo takes over. First right-handed pitcher that Harrisburg throws this evening. Faces the top of the Bowie lineup. Fabian is one for two. Next pitch, and it's fouled off of home. Already nothing and two. Solo home run to start the game for Fabian. Flew out to left field in the second and got hit by a pitch in the fourth. Left-hander Alex Troop is done for the day. Currently, the one run that he allowed is the difference maker at this point. Andrew Alvarez is still the pitcher of record, but Troop did give up the current deciding run for Bowie on Silas Ardoin's solo home run in the fifth inning as Bowie leads 5-4. 0-2 pitch, Fabian fouls it behind home plate. Count stays. Troop fired two innings, allowed just one hit. He only allowed one base runner, and it was Ardoin's two-out solo homer in the fifth. Troop struck out three batters. That was it. Homer he allowed, though, was his 15th of the season. Another 0-2. Fabian watches it miss down and away. A ball and two strikes now. Patrick Ruzzolo, a 5'10", 205-pound, 27-year-old right-hander from Beverly, Massachusetts. Minor league free agent signed by Washington just this past July. Still getting a handle here in his new digs. 1-2. Fouled off of the catcher. It's the mask of Pineda. He's checked on by the home plate umpire, and Kevin Manzik will toss a ball out to the mound and give a little bit extra time for Pineda to rest. Ruzzolo has made 19 appearances with the Sens, a 2-3 record, a 5.68 ERA. 25 and a third innings, 26 strikeouts, 11 walks. He's allowed four homers, three of them to right-handed batters. But he's allowed lefties to get on base more often. Manzik takes a little bit of time to wipe off home plate, giving Pineda even more of a breather after taking that foul ball. Now we reset for another 1-2 offering. Here it is, and a fastball misses too far up and in. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. They're still tied in Erie at the moment. Richmond and Erie knotted at 3 after 7 full. Bay Sox need the Seawolves to prevail in that one. 2-2 pitch. Fabian reaches forward and pokes it over to first. It's going to be a foot race between him and the pitcher. Ruzzolo gets there and receives the ball in time to put out Fabian by about a step. Trey Lipscomb was quick to pounce on that and pivot to an underhand. 1-3-1 putout gets us started here in the top of the seventh inning. And now Max Wagner will bat. Bay Sox have been back and forth in one-run games here in the last few weeks. Each of their last two games have been one-run losses. First pitch here to Max Wagner misses down and away. Count starts out at 1-0. 2-for-3 today for Max. A pair of doubles. He struck out swinging in the fourth. He scored twice. As Ruzzolo bounces back on that front foot, fires the next, and it swung on and missed outside and off speed. 1 ball and 1 strike. Bowie had the walk-off win over New Hampshire on Billy Cook's home run in the 10th on Wednesday, a week ago today, 11-10. That was a one-run win. Because the next pitch is checked on, called for strike anyway in the lower outside corner. It's 1-2. Prior to that, Bowie's last one-run win was August 20th against Altoona. The walk-off home run by Greg Cullen. 1-2 pitch. Down and away, 2 balls and 2 strikes. When is the last Bowie one-run win that wasn't in a walk-off? I feel like that's more notable. August 9th, when Bowie was on the road in Richmond, a 4-3 victory. That feels more important, as the next is bounced up the middle. Good grab on a hop by Jackson Clough. Twirls and fires to first base in time from deep in the hole. The shortstop turning out a striking play for the second out here in the seventh inning. Yeah, the Bay Sox haven't had a routine one-run win since August 9th, over a month ago. In that span, they have lost 6 different games by one run. So they've started to really turn down over the last few weeks. First pitch to Dylan Beavers is swung on and missed high. It's nothing and one to start. 2-for-3 day for Beavers. 2-run home run back in the third inning. RBI single in the first. As the next from Ruzzolo is clobbered on a line to deep center field. Wood running back, but with his long legs, he can still track it down. Lost the hat to the left center field alley, but has the ball, and the inning is over. Time to stretch here at F&B Field. Bowie holds on, a 5-4 edge. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, fans, don't forget about Bay Sox Live Happy Hour every Thursday at Prince George's Stadium. One of many weekly promotions we expect to see returning in 2024. Be sure to keep tabs on BaySox.com for more information on the 2024 season and the upcoming promotional schedule. Still a couple of months away, but never hurts to have that bookmark. We move to the bottom of the seventh here at F&B Field as Bowie leads by one. Trace Bright faces the top of the lineup. First pitch to Robert Hassel. Is a fastball called for strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one to start. Hassel walked on the start of the fifth inning. It was the first batter that Bright saw, but got taken out on a double play. He's one for two so far this evening. Righty on lefty as Bright steps back softly, kicks high, and fires the next. A swing and a piece foul as Hassel tried to slow down his swing on a breaking ball down and away and just barely did enough to push it into the other batter's box. Count already at nothing and two, and the next pitch quickly home is swung on and fouled. Goes off at the catcher as the count stays at nothing and two here on Hassel. Bright definitely messing with the timing there just a little bit. Again, you want to see that happen too with runners on base. Bright was roughed up just a tad in his last half inning of work. The 0-2 pitch here is swung on and missed for strike three. Pitch in the dirt, Hassel doesn't go anywhere as Ardoin applies a quick tag. Second strikeout for Trace Bright. Gets us started here in the seventh inning. But yeah, two singles around a couple of ground outs. That's the toughest way to see a small ball run produced against you. A single, two ground outs to advance the runner, and then another single. First pitch to Andrew Pinckney, misses down. It's 1-0 to start. But then the inning got a little bit worse after the error, and back-to-back wild pitches. Next pitch down and away to Pinckney. Two balls and no strikes. Bowie has committed two errors in this game, something that they don't do too often. Bay Sox have been a very strong and sturdy team defensively. Pinckney is 0 for 3, reached on an error and scored in the first inning. Next pitch. Misses just down, maybe by a hair. It's three balls and no strikes. Pinckney grounded out in the third, struck out swinging back in the first. Let's go on a quick hunt. As the next is up and in for called strike, 3-1. Bowie leading 5-4 here in the bottom of the seventh. Bay Sox did commit two errors in that rain-delayed game with New Hampshire on Saturday as a line drive to Billy Cook doesn't even pull him from his feet. He makes the catch and retires Pinckney. I tell you, Billy Cook has not had to show too much good range. They've just been hitting it right to him today. Cook grabbed a line drive by James Wood back in the fifth inning to start a double play. So besides that rain delay game on Saturday, when both Bowie and New Hampshire committed two errors, as the first pitch to Wood is called for strike low, it's nothing and one. When's the last time Bowie committed two errors in a game? Because that rain delay game was just sloppy all around. Both teams a little bit tired, things out of sorts all over. as the 0-1 to Wood bounces in, one ball and one strike. Wood is 0-2, lined into the double play that ended the fifth inning. Walked in the third, got left at first base, struck out swinging back in the first. Bright steps back, kicks high, fires. 1-1 is called for strike on the outside edge. Count goes to one ball and two strikes now here on Wood. Brady House on deck for Harrisburg as Bowie leads by one. So I'm already about a month back. Next pitch, foul back to the screen. Count stays. So last time Bowie committed two errors prior to the Saturday game against New Hampshire was August 18th, so nearly a month ago. That was game number 112. Another 1-2 pitch, and Wood with a high bouncer over to second. Cook has to go a long way and can't scoop it on the low bounce. We'll see if they rule that one a hit as Wood is into first base safely. They're considering it and do rule it a base knock for James Wood. Hits in back-to-back games seems to be a fair ruling. As Wood extends the inning with an infield single, and now with two gone, Brady House will bat, tying run on base. But for Bowie to go that long, that was a span of 19 games where they only committed one or fewer errors. Here's a first pitch line drive foul over to the right side. Nothing in one to start on House. It was 1-3 with a single. Span of 19 games, one or fewer errors, but the Bay Sox have now committed two errors in two of their last four games. Bright holds set. Long wait, holding the timing on Wood. The 0-1 pitch is grounded to short. Third base picks it up. Max Wagner goes the short way to second, forces out Wood to end the inning. Two-out single, not much of an issue. A 5-4 force, and we're on to the eighth. Bowie up by one. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Hey Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Moving on to the eighth inning here at F&B Field in Harrisburg. Another lovely night on City Island. Glad to avoid cooler temperatures as we sit this late in the season. Right now we're hovering around the low 70s with clear skies. And not to mention a Bowie lead. 5-4 with John Rhodes up to bat. New pitcher on the mound for the Senators. We'll speak on him in a bit, but the first pitch to Rhodes is called for strike on the inside edge. It's nothing and one. Orlando Ribalta takes over. Tall right-hander. Replaces Patrick Rutolo, who fired a perfect seventh inning in relief. Did not allow a base runner. Two ground outs and a flyout. Very simple stuff. 0-1 to Rhodes, misses down. One ball and one strike. Makes way for Ribalta, a 6'7", 245-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Santa Clara in Cuba. He was a 12th round selection in 2019 by Washington. Went to Miami-Dade College. Next pitch is fouled back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. On the season for the Senators, he's gone 2-1 with a 3.38 ERA in 16 games of relief. 18 and two-thirds innings. He's struck out 18, walked 8, and allowed one home run. Next pitch, and Rhodes pops it foul. Pineda following it behind home plate without the mask, but it's going to get out of play. There's an okay amount of foul ground behind home, relatively similar to Prince George's Stadium. Not too much of an issue for the catchers to just let most foul balls go by. The count stays at a ball and two strikes here. Balta tosses the rosin as Pineda gets his mask back on and Rhodes gets back into the bag. We set now. Another 1-2, and Rhodes flares it into left center field, tailing quickly but still hanging up enough for Andrew Pinckney to make the catch. Soft liner out to left, and Rhodes is retired. He's 0-4 on the day, and now Silas Ardoin will bat. Ribalta has been bouncing up and down this season, mostly thanks in part to a lengthy injured list stint that sidelined him through all of June and July. Was down with the complex, then single A and high A for three appearances before rejoining Harrisburg. First pitch to Silas Ardoin is belted into center field. Not very deep. It's deep, but not going to be deep enough to get out of James Woods' range. Center fielder backs up and makes the catch, already two down. Ribalta has made two appearances since rejoining the Senators. He's fired at two scoreless innings, allowed one hit, no walks, two strikeouts. And a scoreless inning against Binghamton and a scoreless inning against Altoona. Now Billy Cook up. 0-3 on the day, 0-7 in the series, as the first pitch to him is too far inside, 1-0 to start. Cook would just like to get on base. Ooh, would absolutely love to use his legs at some point this week. They've not gotten the chance. 1-0 from Ribalta, and Cook watches the miss down and away. Two balls and no strikes. But Bowie up 5-4 here in the top of the eighth inning. Unfortunately, they're not getting the help they need still from the Erie Seawolves. 5-3. The Richmond Flying Squirrels have retaken the lead in that game. They're midway through eight at UPMC Park. Next pitch bounces into Cook. It's three balls and no strikes. If today's games go final, then with four games remaining in the regular season, Bowie only has one option to make the playoffs. They would have to win the final four, and Richmond would have to lose each of their last four games. 3-0 pitch, and Cook watches it down. He's on base for the first time today, a two-out, four-pitch walk here in the eighth inning. Only the second walk allowed by Harrisburg pitching. And now T.T. Bowens will bat. When you think about it, in some ways, it could almost be in the Seawolves' best interest to tire out Richmond a little bit harder and stretch this out until the end of the season. Don't give up the first couple of games so easily. First pitch to Bowens is called for strike high. It's nothing and one. Because if you make Bowie and Richmond duke it out as hard as they can, even though they're facing off against other opponents, duke it out toward the end of the season, they'll be tired by the time you get to the postseason when they face off against Erie. Next pitch, and Bowen swings and misses on a low breaking ball, nothing in two. But if Bowie is eliminated from postseason contention early enough, Richmond could rest themselves into the postseason and get a slight competitive advantage. O2 pitch to Bowens, and he lifted high out toward left center field for Pinckney. Left fielder is called off by James Wood, and Wood makes the catch. He's been doing a lot of work today in center. We go to the bottom of the eighth as Bowie comes up empty in the top half. They still lead by one. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
At the bottom of the eighth inning here at FNB Field. The Sox still holding on to a one-run lead as Trace Bright will try to keep it that way for another inning. Pitched a scoreless seventh around a two-out infield single, and now he deals with 5-6 and 7 in the Harrisburg lineup. Yoandy Morales opens it, Trey Lipscomb and Israel Pineda to follow. Morales 1-for-3 in his Double-A debut. First pitch in from Bright, and it's grounded foul, third base side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Morales single to center field on an 0-1 pitch all the way back in the first. Since then, he struck out and grounded out to the second baseman. They have to wait to get that ball out of play. Picked up in the Bowie bullpen, and now we wait on the 0-1 pitch. Here it is. And Morales swings and misses, low off speed. No balls and two strikes. At this rate for Trace Bright, the Bay Sox could easily rely on him to finish out this game, even with a bottom of the ninth inning anticipated. He's not even to 50 pitches yet as he embarks on his fifth inning. I'll check it just his fourth. Next pitch. And it misses down. One ball and two strikes. I completely forgot Houston Roth threw his scoreless fourth inning. Came and went so quickly. Glad to see that from Roth. Here's the next. Swing and a miss for strike three. Another fastball, this time a bit inside. And Bright up to three strikeouts so far. Seven total for Bowie pitching. Second consecutive inning that he struck out the leadoff batter. Here's Trey Lipscomb. First pitch. And he watches it miss down and away. Count starts out at 1-0. 1-for-3 day for Lipscomb. He's hit it to the shortstop twice. And an RBI single back in the first inning that tied the game at 2. Today's game very similar to yesterday's with the early attacks. Next pitch bounces. Two balls and no strikes. Bowie scored a run in the first inning yesterday. Fell behind 2-1 when the first inning was done. Today he scored twice in the first. And at the end of the first, it was a 2-2 game. 1-0 to Lipscomb. And he bounces it to third. Wagner only has to move to his left about a half step. Gloves and throws to first base to beat out Lipscomb by a couple of paces and already two away. Plenty of ground ball contact, too, against Bright. Seems fine to let that continue over the remainder of the contest. He's only had one fly ball out. That's correct. JT Arruda flew out to center field in the sixth. That's been it. Here's Israel Pineda, first pitch, and the catcher watches it miss. A bit too far inside, count starts out at 1-0. Here's the next, and it's fouled back behind home plate, gets out of play. One ball and one strike, Pineda 1-for-3. Grounded out twice, went to third in the first, to the shortstop in the fourth, had an RBI single in the sixth, and scored on Bright's pair of wild pitches. Again, it's not been the cleanest game, all things considered. Two errors for the Bay Sox. And now the 1-1 bounces in. Two balls and one strike. And in all seriousness, regardless of Bright's performance today, if he finishes this game, he's probably earning a save. As the next is lined foul right side. Count goes to two balls and two strikes here with bases empty and two gone. Seth Johnson didn't finish five innings. By the time he was done, however, the Bay Sox were up 4-2, and they have not relinquished that lead. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball in there, strike three. Lower inside corner to catch Pineda looking, and it's a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning for Trace Bright, polished off with his fourth strikeout. We go to the ninth. Bowie up by one. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
On to the ninth inning here at FNB Field. Matt Sabatis alongside Andre Magero with you in a 5-4 ball game. Bowie on top, trying to add on a little bit more insurance before we move to the bottom of the ninth. Bay Sox do have a little bit of action warming in their bullpen right now, a right-hander tossing. Looks like that could be Keegan Gillis as Gilbert Lara leads off here in the ninth. First pitch is a line drive single to left field. Lara has his second base hit of the series. Now check that, just his first, but his second time on base. As he opens with a single here against Orlando Ribalta. Bay Sox have been strong to jump on a handful of the first pitches they've seen so far this week. T.T. Bowens had his leadoff home run in the second inning last night on the first pitch. Connor Pavlone will step up. He's 0-3. Righty on righty with Ribalta, who fired a scoreless eighth. First pitch, and Pavlone goes after it and hits it high and deep to left. This one, if it's fair, it's gone. It's way gone. Connor Pavlone says goodbye. It's his first double-A home run. A two-run shot here in the top of the ninth to make it a three-run lead once again. Andre, what do we have?
That was an absolute shot from Connor Pavlone. That was a no-doubter, too.
I saw you trying to peep the stats over there. That's
yeah,
why.
I couldn't find it. Yeah.
they've got the readout of the batted ball statistics that they're keeping secret from us. But fortunately, Andre had the binoculars. He tried to be sneaky and play a little bit of espionage. It didn't work out.
No.
We'll have to put in a spy camera somewhere, Andre. Back to the top of the lineup for Judd Fabian. First pitch to him misses a bit low. And now it's moved on to the next pitch. So
yeah. It's way too blurry through the window, too.
You got to put the binoculars up against the window. They can't tell. Here's the next. Too far. Down and away to Fabian. Count already to two balls and no strikes. For Ribalta, that is his second home run allowed with the Senators this season. As he fires the 2-0, and Fabian waves and misses on a low breaking ball. It's two balls and one strike. But while Bowie leads by three, they do not have the three-run help that they would like in Erie at the moment. It's actually the opposite. As the 2-1 is grounded to the left side, two balls and two strikes. A home run in the ninth inning for Richmond, and 2-on with only one out is giving them plenty of breathing room against Erie. Squirrels lead 6-3 in the top of the ninth at UPMC Park. And again, if Bowie can finish this one, but Richmond still wins against Erie, there's only one path to the playoffs left, as the 2-2 to Fabian misses up and in. Count runs full. With four games remaining in the regular season, Richmond would have to lose all of them. Bowie would have to win all of them. Here's the next. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Fabian tried to check, but couldn't. That's strike three. First punch out for Orlando Ribalta. Eighth overall for Harrisburg pitching. And now we move on to Max Wagner, who's 2-for-4 at the plate. Again, Gillis will come in for the bottom of the ninth. At least that's the way Bowie looks to be angling. If Bowie wants to make it to where it's not even a save opportunity, that'd be fine as well. First pitch to Wagner, misses up and in. 1-0 to start. Pair of doubles for Wagner today. Here's the next, too far inside. Already two balls and no strikes, but he struck out in the fourth and grounded out to shortstop in the seventh. These are his last two plate appearances as Ribalta fires. 2-0 is a line drive to right field, sends Hassel sprinting. He's able to get there toward the corner in time and make the grab. Two away, and now Dylan Beavers will bat. Well, it was the top of the Bowie order making the most noise in the early game, as Beavers and Wagner, and Fabian too, with a homer, attributed for four of the six hits for the Bay Sox, all of the runs scored, and all of the RBI. First pitch to Beavers misses down and in. It's 1-0 to start. But now, in the back half of this game, you've got the bottom half of the lineup driving in the last three runs with Silas Arduan's solo homer, and now Connor Pavlone's first here in Double A. Next pitch called for strike on the inside edge. It's one ball and one strike on Beavers, who's 2-for-4. RBI single in the first, two-run homer in the third. Strikeout and a flyout. 1-1 bounces in, and it's two balls and one strike. But a 7-4 Bowie lead. As they go to the bottom of the ninth in Erie, still a 6-3 ball game. 2-1. Down and into Beavers. Three balls and one strike now. And again, another winless clear night here in Harrisburg, as Bowie is trying to break out of his three-game losing skid. Three-one pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball outside, and it runs the count full here on Beavers. Portland clubbing Hartford right now, 15-4. Altoona cruising past Akron at the moment, 7-1 in the seventh. Reading on top of Binghamton, 3-1 in the eighth. Ribalta sets at the chin. Payoff pitch. Beavers watches outside for ball four. Second walk from Ribalta, just the third overall from Harrisburg pitching. And it extends this top of the ninth inning for John Rhodes to bat, with Bowie on top by three, and Ribalta just one out away from wrapping up this ninth inning. Might not necessarily need a reliever, but the Senators are warming a right-hander. As John Rhodes steps in, first pitch is grounded over to the shortstop, picked by Clough, and he underhands to the second baseman in time. Force out ends at the top of the ninth inning. Two-run home run by Connor Pavlone to get things started here in the ninth, and as we go to the bottom, Bay Sox lead by three, trying to pick up a win. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey everyone, Matt Sabatis here with a special message from Fans for the Cure. One in every eight men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. But early detection results in the least invasive treatments and the best outcomes. Men, have a conversation with your doctor about the testing for PSA. It's a simple blood test. For more information about getting screened for prostate cancer, go to fansforthecure.org. That's fansforthecure.org.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
As always, it is a pleasure to have you stop on by to catch up on a little bit of A Sox baseball. You picked a fun one to tune into tonight. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from FNB Field in Harrisburg. As the Bay Sox lead 7-4 into the bottom of the ninth inning, Keegan Gillis takes over for Bowie to try and pick up the save. He'll face 8-9-1 in the Senators lineup as he hunts for the three quick outs. Jackson Clough will lead it off, followed by JT Arruda and Robert Hassel. Left-hander Clough is 0-2 on the day, and the first pitch to him is called for strike in the outside half. It's 0-1 to open. Clough struck out in the second, walked in the fourth, reached on an error in the sixth that extended the frame against Trace Bright as the 0-1 pitch misses down and in, 1-1. Bright could very well be the winning pitcher in today's game after throwing four long innings of relief. 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, struck out 4, and walked 1. Gillis fires the next, and it's bounced foul up the first baseline, 1-2 now. Keegan Gillis, a 6'8", 255-pound right-hander, drafted out of Tulane in 2021, 15th-round selection by the Orioles. Fires the 1-2 pitch, and it swung on and missed for strike 3. Fastball on the outside half, Gillis opens with a strikeout. Make it 9 for Bay Sox arms this evening as JT Arruda steps up to the plate. Gillis has 17 appearances in the season for Bowie, a 2-1 record and a 3.91 ERA. 23 innings, 32 strikeouts, 10 walks. He's allowed 2 homers, 1 to a lefty, 1 to a righty. First pitch into Arruda, and he hits it on a line up the left field line. Push foul. It goes foul. Didn't have the distance to get out of the park as it actually nestled at the base of the wall in foul territory, but John Rhodes had no way of getting to that ball in time. They've got plenty of foul territory in left field, more so than right field. Just a little bit too much slice for JT Arruda. He'd fit in well with me on the golf course, Andre.
I hope your drives don't slice that much.
I slice a lot. Here's the 0-1. And a flinch on a breaking ball down and in. Count goes to 1-1. I slice so much that I adjust my stance at an angle to try and counteract it. I don't golf that much, so
it's fair.
I at least have a little bit of the benefit of inexperience. Next pitch, called for strike on the top half to run the count to 1-2 now. Gillis, making his first appearance this week, had 2 outings in the New Hampshire series. Fired a combined 2 1/3 innings, allowed an unearned run on 3 hits with 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, 1-2 pitch. High fastball misses. It's 2-2. He pitched in the 11-inning game. Rather, the 10-inning game a week ago today. That Bowie won 11-10. Next pitch popped up. Out to shallow center field for Gilbert Lara. The shortstop camps with plenty of time to spare, and a back lean brings in the ball. And the Bay Sox 1 out away. But they have gone final in Erie. Richmond picking up the win 6-3. Bowie has their path set for the playoffs. A very narrow path the remainder of the way, but it could all start tonight as they lead by 3, needing 1 more out for a win. First pitch to Robert Hassel is called for strike on the outside half of the plate. It's 0-1 to start. But Bowie's elimination number drops to just 1 with the Richmond win. With 4 games remaining in the regular season, there's no more margin for error. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's lined foul left side. Already 0-2 on Hassel, who's 1-3. Homered on the very first pitch of the bottom of the first inning. First pitch that Seth Johnson threw in Double-A. Johnson finished with three innings, one earned run, four strikeouts, two walks, and now Gillis is in to try and pick up a perfect ninth inning for what would be his second save of the season. Bases empty, two away here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Gillis quickly turns and fires the 0-2. It's just too far down. One ball and two strikes. Gillis has only converted one of four save chances this season. He was the closer with High A Aberdeen and was looking to potentially take that role here with Bowie before a couple of tough outings. The 1-2 pitch. In there, strike three! Fastball on the inside half, and the Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. They break their three-game skid and keep their playoff hopes alive for one more day. While it's going to be a tough road ahead, Bowie has taken care of business the way that they've needed to tonight. We've got more to come here as Andre will get you going with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. As Bowie takes down Harrisburg 7-4, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, the Bay Sox, with their backs up against the wall in terms of a postseason outlook, needed a win today, and they got back on track. Bowie, powered by the long ball, and great pitching all around, particularly out of the bullpen from Trace Bright, were able to navigate their way to victory, 7-4, over the Harrisburg Senators here at FNB Field tonight. Andre McGarry are with you on Bay Sox postgame. We'll recap this one and get you set for tomorrow's matchup, as well as a look around the rest of the league, the Orioles system, and the happenings, as Bowie is able to get back on track here with a 7-4 win, a game that took just over 2 hours to complete, but had a lot of action packed into those couple of hours. We'll start with when this one got started, a 6:31 p.m. first pitch. Andrew Alvarez, the left-hander, and Seth Johnson, the right-hander, squaring off. It'll be the first time that Bowie would see Alvarez this season, as Seth Johnson, number 15 Orioles prospect, made his Double-A debut. Both teams greeted the starting pitchers rudely, as both sides hit solo home runs to lead off their frame. Just three pitches into the game, Judd Fabian stepped up and established an early lead and an early pace for the Bay Sox.
60 games, five doubles and a triple. Next pitch, and he clobbers it high and deep to left field. Pinckney's going back. This one is gone. Judd Fabian says goodbye. A leadoff home run for his 15th of the season. The Bay Sox strike first once again. It's 1-0.
Wouldn't be the end of the top of the first damage for Bowie, as the Bay Sox would collect four hits in the frame. Max Wagner hustle double followed up the Judd Fabian homer. Then Dylan Beavers came into the lineup for his first start after getting a couple days off. And just a couple hours after being named Orioles Minor Leaguer of the Month for August, he showed why.
Back second base, the first pitch, Beavers goes after it and bounces it into right field, a base hit. Wagner gets the wheel around, it's picked in right by Hassel, the throw home is late. RBI single for Dylan Beavers. We've seen five pitches, and the Bay Sox lead 2-0.
Just five pitches for Bowie to take that multi-run lead. Unfortunately, much like Tuesday, the early lead wasn't there to stick quite for the Bay Sox, as Seth Johnson was greeted rudely, as I said, in his Double-A debut. In fact, just one pitch in, Robert Hassel III got Harrisburg on the board in the bottom of the first.
First pitch in from Seth Johnson is lifted in the air, left field fairly deep. Rhodes backing up on it, looking at the warning track, looks up, and it's gone. First pitch, solo home run for Robert Hassel, his eighth of the season. A very rude welcoming for Seth Johnson in Double-A.
That would make it a 2-1 game, but Harrisburg was not done. Bowie defense did bite them a little bit in this one, as a throwing error from Gilbert Lara allowed Andrew Pinckney to reach. And with two outs after picking up back-to-back strikeouts, Johnson pitched a little bit more hard contact. Yohandy Morales picked up a hit in his first Double-A plate appearance. That brought up Trey Lipscomb, and he, with a runner at third, drove in the run to tie the game.
A one pitch. Line drive to right field, base hit. This game is tied. On to second base, Morales. An RBI single by Lipscomb scores Pinckney. An unearned run on Johnson.
So a 2-2 scoreline then through one inning, as this game came out with plenty of offense. Sides would be scoreless through the second inning, but in the top of the third, that top of that Bowie lineup came to the plate again against Andrew Alvarez. And similarly to the first time through, they had his number as Max Wagner led off the top of the third with his second double of the game. This one, a more traditional one, as it one-hopped off the base of the wall in right center field. That brought up Beavers, and Dylan did the rest.
Already north of 40 pitches. The next is hammered up the right field line. Hassel's running back. This one is gone. Dylan Beavers says goodbye. His second Double-A home run, a go-ahead two-run blast here in the third. Bowie's back on top by two. It's a 4-2 game.
Second home run of the night for the Bay Sox gave them the lead once again. Another two-run cushion off the bat of Dylan Beavers. Seth Johnson was only able to go three innings in his Double-A debut. Understandably so. Still battling back from Tommy John surgery. Threw 55 pitches, 37 strikes, and racked up four strikeouts. Then he would hand the ball off to Yusin Roth, who worked a scoreless fourth inning around a two-out walk. Trace Bright then entered for Bowie. But Bright would come into the game not without a little more help, as his battery mate throughout the season, Silas Ardoin, gave Bowie a little extra cushion in the top of the fifth. Next pitch, and he hammers it out towards left field. Pinckney going back, feels for the wall, at the track, looks up, it's gone. Solo home run for Silas Ardoin as he crushes it over the high wall in left field. His third Double-A long ball, and the Bay Sox take a three-run lead here in the top of the fifth. It's 5-2 Bowie. That gave the Bay Sox a three-run cushion as Ardoin clobbered his third long ball at the Double-A level. Bright would work into some trouble in that sixth inning as a two-out RBI single from Israel Pineda would get Harrisburg back on the board after a leadoff single to Brady House came around to score. Righty on righty matchup. The first pitch is a hard hit ground ball past Gilbert Lara into left field for a base hit. House will score on an RBI single from Israel Pineda, just scorched on the ground in between third and shortstop. Picks up the RBI knock, and Harrisburg's back within two runs. It's a 5-3 game here in the bottom of the sixth. And then Bright was not helped out by his defense or just his chemistry with his battery mate, as a rare moment where Ardoin and Bright were off sync. An error from T.T. Bowens allowed a runner to reach to extend the inning in Jackson Clough. Then two wild pitches plagued Bright again as it brought Pineda home all the way from first base. He advanced to second on the error before scampering to third base on the first wild pitch and then scoring on the second one. Made it a 5-4 game, and Harrisburg had the tying run 90 feet away, but J.T. Arruda would be retired via a fly ball out. That, though, would be the only problem for Bright, as he was able to navigate the rest in a very efficient four innings of work, allowing just those two runs, one of which were earned, and striking out four. From there, the Bay Sox would add a little more of insurance in the top of the ninth inning against Orlando Ribalta. Connor Pavloni, who had missed a big portion of the season due to injury for Bowie, still settling back in at the dish, got the start to DH tonight in the nine hole. And the selection was justified. In the ninth, after a leadoff single from Gilbert Lara, Bavalone came to the ditch and hit a no-doubter for his first double-A long ball.
Righty on righty with Ribalta, who fired a scoreless eighth. First pitch, and Bavalone goes after it and hits it high and deep to left. This one, if it's fair, it's gone. It's way gone. Connor Bavalone says goodbye. It's his first double-A home run. A two-run shot here in the top of the ninth to make it a three-run lead once again.
That restored Bowie's three-run advantage. That's all Keegan Gillis would need in the ninth inning, working 1-2-3 to help Bowie seal the victory. Your final lines in this one. The Bay Sox, 7 runs on 9 hits. They committed 2 errors. Harrisburg, 4 runs on 6 hits. No errors. Win goes to Trace Bright, moving him to 1-0 at the double-A level. The loss to Andrew Alvarez drops him to 0-3. Keegan Gillis picks up his second double-A save in a game that took 2 hours, 15 minutes to complete in front of an announced attendance of 3,481 here at FNB Field tonight. We're going to step aside on Bay Sox postgame. When we come back, we'll take a look at your out-of-town scores and get you set for tomorrow's matchup between the Bay Sox and the Senators. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Another patient first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. Not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Back here on Bay Sox postgame, as Bowie takes it 7-4 over Harrisburg tonight, and that keeps the Bay Sox playoff hopes alive, but only just as we take a look at our out-of-town scores here around the rest of the Eastern League. The score that Bowie would be watching tonight would be the one in Erie, as up at UPMC Park, the Seawolves fell to the Richmond Flying Squirrels 6-3. The Richmond win means their magic number to clinch the second-half playoff spot in the Southwest Division goes to just 1 game. Any Bowie loss or Richmond win now for the rest of the week will send the Squirrels to the postseason and effectively end the Bay Sox playoff push. So Bowie will be hoping for some help the rest of the week, but they still got to take care of business on their end as well. Elsewhere around the league, New Hampshire, a 5-1 lead over Somerset in the bottom of the seventh. They are already headed to the playoffs, are the Patriots, so maybe taking their foot off the gas a little bit there. They'll be playing the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, who fell today to the Reading Fightin' Phils at home 3-1. Another spectacular start for Philly's number 2 prospect, McAble. Top of the eighth in Akron, the Altoona Curve leaves 7-3 over the Rubber Ducks, and Portland is piling it on Hartford at home. It's 16-4 Sea Dogs in the bottom of the eighth. Around the rest of the Orioles system, we'll start with the other minor league affiliates who are playing today. Just really one of them. It's AAA and the Norfolk Tides gearing up for their postseason action that will start soon. The Tides, 3-2 win over the Memphis Redbirds. Colton Cowser hit his 15th AAA home run of the season, and from there, Norfolk didn't look back as they take it 3-2. Austin Voth a pair of scoreless innings before Garrett Stallings took it the rest of the way. Stallings allowed just 1 run through 7 frames, walked 1, struck out 7, as the Tides were able to grab the win. At Camden Yards right now, Baltimore, the Bats are scuffling for the second straight game against the St. Louis Cardinals. Kyle Gibson twirled 6 2/3, allowing just 1 run. But right now, the story is the arm that the Orioles traded away at the deadline. Former Bay Sox pitcher from last season, Drew Rahm. has had a handful of major league starts for the Redbirds. He's starting today in Camden Yards, where he probably thought he would be making his major league debut. Rahm threw 5 1/3 shutout innings, only allowed 2 hits, and took a no-hitter into the fifth. Right now, Baltimore is being shut out 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth. Should the Orioles lose that one, their lead in the AL East over Tampa will skink down to 2 games. And a reminder that starting tomorrow, the Orioles host the Rays for 4 straight at Camden Yards. Things could get really interesting there. Things are already interesting enough here at the AA level as Bowie is able to keep their playoff hopes alive with a 7-4 victory tonight over the Harrisburg Senators. Series is even between these two sides on the week. The third game of 6 between the two sides will be tomorrow. 6:30 p.m. start time sees right-hander Connor Gillespie get the ball one last time here for the Bay Sox in 2023. 7-4 with a 3.71 ERA. He's opposed by right-hander Michael Cuevas, who's 3-8 with a 5.44 ERA. 6:30 p.m. first pitch means a 6:10 DCA Imaging Systems pregame show before Matt Sabatis and I bring you the call from the ballpark. But for now, signing off from FNB Field in Harrisburg, once again, your final. Bowie takes it over the Senators 7-4. Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.